Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
To pay hospital expenses for serious illness, for burial, or for the time off you and your family would need after a tragedy. Once your child becomes an adult, you can even pass the policy over to them. Call me today at 480-840-2370. There's no reason your family should be unprepared. That's 480-840-2370.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. How high will they go? An Energy Department official has a prediction about gas prices for the rest of the year.
Regular grade motor gasoline retail prices will average $3.78 per gallon this year. That's 97 cents per gallon above the 2007 average.
And Guy Caruso says prices should peak in August at about $4.15 a gallon. Meanwhile, on the Today Show, John McCain called high gas prices a symptom of a bigger issue.
The real key to this is nuclear power, alternate energy. We've got to solar, wind, tide, develop batteries. We have to embark on a national mission to become energy independent.
Oil prices are going up again today, now trading at $136 a barrel. There is a sell-off on Wall Street with the Dow now down by 139 points. The water keeps on coming in the Midwest in the town of Cedar Falls, Iowa. City spokeswoman Susan Stout is worried about even more bad weather.
Everything is saturated and we need to reinforce the levee, and so we need volunteers more than ever to protect the levee in its current state, in addition to reinforcing it due to impending weather.
In the town of Capehart, Indiana, evacuations have been ordered after a levee there failed. All along the Mississippi River, crests of 10 feet above flood stage and higher are being predicted for the next 2 weeks. A congressman says his computers have been hacked. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the latest.
Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf says he was told the FBI found that four of his office computers were hacked by somebody working from China. Wolf is a longtime critic of China's human rights record, and a spokesman says those computers were used by staffers who were working on human rights issues.
And Wolf says that similar incidents involving China have taken place on computers of other members of the House and at least one House committee. This is AP Radio News. President Bush has issued a fresh warning to Iran.
The message to the Iranian government is very clear that there's a better way forward than isolation, and that is for you to verifiably suspend your enrichment program. And the choice is theirs to make.
He says he favors a peaceful resolution to the current nuclear standoff, but he's not ruling out the possible use of military force. Iran's president responded by saying, Bush's presidency is over, and Bush has failed in his goals to attack Iran and stop its nuclear program. A helicopter has rescued two hikers from Washington's Mount Rainier after they were caught in a freak blizzard. The two are suffering from frostbite and hypothermia. They've been taken by air to hospitals. One of their hiking partners did not survive the ordeal in the snow. A longtime neighbor and business partner of Paul Newman has told the AP the 83-year-old actor is battling cancer. Newman's partner and his salad dressing company did not say what kind of cancer. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion. If your skin looks tired or depleted, you need new Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. Seven moisturizers and vitamin, plus restoring CoQ10, work to noticeably improve the vitality of your skin.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
Hey, Jeff Ferries here. Do you have an annoying leaky faucet, running toilet, or a slow-running drain? Well, now's the time to fix them. Call Parker & Sons. Right now, Parker will waive their diagnostic fee with any minor plumbing repair, and that's a $69 savings. As the winner of the BB Torch Award, you know Parker won't skip on quality, and at that price, you have no excuse. Do what I did. Call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR for Parker & Son.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years' experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force, at 480-538-9184 or at northvalleymechanical.com.
Hillary approaches the end of her road
by congratulating Senator Obama and his supporters on the extraordinary race that they have run.
And the healing process begins.
I congratulate her on the race that she has run throughout this contest.
Just how much damage was done?
Democrats are throwing the election away for what? An inadequate blackmail?
Listen, learn, activate your passion here. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program,
your home for truth in broadcasting.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom in the American way. Oh, we're going to have a great program today. At the end of our third hour, the last half hour of our program, Peter Perrin, Paul and Mary is going to drop by. We're going to have Congressman Robert Wexler in our second hour. Terry Jeffrey is going to talk with us about the conservative take on the news, particularly on oil drilling. And so in our first hour, I really want to get into the issue that I think is, you know, clearly the war is a big issue. And in fact, I would say the war is a large part of the issue of the economy. It's ultimately always the economy, stupid, as the old sign from the Clinton campaign. And I want to get into these issues around what's going on with the economy. And to some extent, that means what's going on with oil, and also, as I said, well, what's going on with impeachment. And one of the most progressive members of the House of Representatives is Peter DeFazio. He's the representative from the 5th District of Oregon, Congressman DeFazio. 4th District. Thank you very much. I live in the 5th District, I think. In any case. Yeah.
I always mix the numbers up, too.
Yeah,
there you go. I know mine.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing. It's a very good thing. So Congressman Peter DeFazio is with us, and defazio.house.gov is his website. And Congressman, I am being inundated, and I suspect that there are boiler rooms running this thing. I'm getting the emails. Mostly, though, what I'm seeing is postings on websites, on blog sites, and calls to talk radio shows, both left and right. And I've been noticing, I'm a fairly heavy consumer of talk radio, and we're also noticing that here, particularly on the local show on 620 KPOJ, people who seemed, it almost seems like the operation has been rolled out again, where people are paid for every time that they can get on the air, every time they make a blog posting. I know during the election of 2004, there was a group associated with the Republicans who were paying people 10 cents a post for every post that they got on a national blog. We had one of those guys who was, spamming our blog, and he eventually came clean about it after the election. In fact, he tracked us back to some of the information on it. This time it seems to be from the oil industry saying that, we need to open up ANWR and the reason oil prices are so high is because we haven't given away enough to the oil industry and they need more giveaways. They need more land. Do I hear you chuckling in the background?
Yeah, there's no shortage of crude for one thing. Remember, oil went up $11 a barrel on Friday while demand is plummeting for the finished product. The immediate crunch in the U.S. is shortage of refinery capacity, and ExxonMobil says, hey, we're not going to build any more refineries. In fact, we've been closing refineries. Valero, second largest producer, saying we're doing very well the way it is. We're not going to build refineries. Yet the Republicans talk about Democrats are preventing refineries. No, the industry has been colluding to close refineries, make them more profitable, restrict supply, use as an excuse to drive up the price. Second big factor is speculation. We don't know how big it is. Estimates are 50 cents a gallon. That's the Enron loophole. Ken Lay, he's dead. Enron, they're bankrupt. But the loophole they got for energy and commodities trading lives on.
In the last year of the Clinton administration, wasn't it?
Clinton signed it to his discredit. Yeah. The Republicans put it through Congress. But Clinton did a lot of bad things, and that was one of them.
Yeah, so, I didn't mean that as a gratuitous swipe at Clinton. I just,
I mean, he did. I mean, he shouldn't have. I mean, I voted against it. It was pretty clear to see what totally deregulating these commodities markets and allowing them to create these incredible speculative instruments. I mean, it's driving up the price of food, driving up the price of fuel. Then third, you have collusion by OPEC, and instead of filing a complaint under the WTO, which they're violating Article 20 of GATT, Clinton goes over, holds hands with the Saudi princes, begs, and then they say no.
You mean Bush?
Those are
Bush.
I got in Clinton mode. Bush. Yeah. And so here we are. Those are the major factors. And what are they talking about? They're saying, we need more leases. Well, if we need more leases, why don't they first develop the ones they have? Remember, and this was why I got Clinton on the brain, Clinton leased the Naval Petroleum Reserve to the oil industry 8 years ago. 25 exploratory wells. We know there's a sea of oil under there. We've been sitting on that for 75 years, and we don't know if there's oil on the ANWR. They haven't developed one producing well. None.
Why not? Why not? You think they're just sitting on this stuff until the price goes to $2.50 a barrel?
Why not?
Yeah.
And then the same thing offshore. They've got 10,000 permits onshore and offshore that they haven't developed. The estimates from our own mineral management service is that 80% of the available or potential oil offshore is already available under existing permits, but 6,492 of them are not yet developed. There's other estimates that there's the 68 million acres of land that they've leased, but land and water that are currently idle could produce another 4.8 million barrels of oil a day, 44 billion cubic feet of natural gas each day. That would double our production
domestically.
Of oil. Now, why aren't they developing those things? They don't need a whole bunch more leases to get a property right on to sit on forever. What they need to do is go out and develop stuff.
So the question, why aren't they developing it?
Because they're making a pile of money. Why would they develop it?
Right. Why should they bring more product onto the market and drive down the price?
Right.
But you just pointed out when we first started that there is more product on the market, the demand is dropping, and the price is going up. So it seems that even bringing more product on the market would necessarily hurt them as long as they control the price at the market.
Well, even the Bush administration is beginning to investigate collusion in the commodities markets regarding energy prices. I mean, even the Bush administration, we should just close the darn loophole and not allow them to do that. But even they feel that they have to investigate this. And I have the independent petroleum distributors in. There's a few of them left. And they said to me, okay, who's the largest holder of oil and gas right now in the U.S.? And I said, ExxonMobil. They said, no, Morgan Stanley.
You're
now,
kidding.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Morgan Stanley is the largest holder of oil and gas in the United States?
Because of the contracts that they're holding.
Oh, right? So they're holding the leases on the land that have not been developed.
Leases. No, the contracts for
oil. Oh, the contracts
supply.
For oil. Right. So then they are speculating on oil. They're buying this stuff up. They're buying low and planning to sell high. And as long as the price keeps being driven up, as long as they keep buying, it drives up the price. As long as the price goes up, they have an appreciating asset. What we're seeing here, could it be, Congressman, we're talking with Congressman Peter DeFazio, his website, defazio.house.gov. Could it be that we have actually seen an economy that is simply a series of bubbles? There was the dot-com bubble, then the real estate bubble, and now we're seeing this commodities bubble, and that what it is that there's all this investment cash, there's all this money looking for homes, and basically it's being churned. We're going through because we no longer manufacture anything in the United States. We don't have a core economy that anybody can invest in any longer. So instead, it's all become it's become Las Vegas.
Kevin Phillips, Bad Money. I recommend the book.
I've read it and I've talked with him, and that's the basic thesis of his book.
Sure.
And I was just looking to you for a congressional validation.
Oh,
of it. You
no.
believe that that's
mean,
the case?
Absolutely. That's going on. But remember, again, back to the Enron loophole. We have made the commodities markets and derivatives totally opaque. They can trade off the books. They can collude
right.
with the numbers.
We can see
another
nothing.
Trading company say, hey, let's ratchet up the market today, just like Enron did with electricity.
Right.
Let's send the price skyrocketing. And that's what happened last Friday. There was that kind of collusion going on where they bid on each other's stuff back and forth.
Here's a political question then. To the extent that it's to the advantage of Rex Tillerson and his buddies, the CEO of ExxonMobil and his buddies in the oil industry, for there to be a Republican in the White House, why would they be doing this at this point of time in the election cycle? Or do you expect that in August or September we're going to see the price of oil start dropping precipitously?
That's an interesting question, but you also talked about this unbelievable coordinated effort. Last week they killed off a critical issue for Western counties, particularly my district, county school payments over the issue of offshore drilling and ANWR drilling.
Right.
Every bill that has come up in the last 2 weeks, the bill to allow soapbox derby on Capitol Hill, the bill to support nanotechnology, county payments, the Republicans get up and they say, the Pelosi premium, drill, we have to drill more on the, we need more leases, we need to drill ANWR. And this is a very coordinated campaign. I think they've got a focus group. They say Newton is now writing the playbook again. And they think that maybe they can pin these high oil prices on the Democrats and scramble back into power.
Okay, so they keep the oil prices high and they all point it back to Nancy Pelosi and
yep.
amazing. Well, you know, if they're cynical and craven enough, and they certainly have demonstrated that in the past, it might work, which is a horrible thought.
Still, people see the quarterly profit statements from the oil companies.
Yeah. Peter DeFazio, Congressman Peter DeFazio, defazio.house.gov. Thanks, Congressman, for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Gas costs a fortune these days, so protect your investment with a locking fuel cap from your local Napa Auto Parts store. Starting at just $6.99, our locking fuel caps protect your vehicle from theft and vandalism. Plus, if your current cap is loose or damaged, you could be losing valuable fuel through evaporation. So stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store and make sure your fuel stays where it belongs with a secure Napa locking fuel cap. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
Does your business want to reach the highest potential by tapping into the gay and lesbian high disposable income market? How about having your business seen by over 350,000 readers? Then the Arizona Pride Guide and its sister website, GayArizona.com, is your advertising vehicle to do just that. The Arizona Pride Guide is a statewide resource guide for business listings from A to Z and a travel and relocation resource as well. All this in one guide, one prize, and all year exposure. Have your business listed in print and online for as little as $17 a month. Join 1480 KPHX and many other progressive businesses in promoting your business to the gay and lesbian community. Now, are you ready to grow your business? We can get you listed online at GayArizona.com within 72 hours. Call the Arizona Pride Guide and GayArizona.com at 602-466-2501. That's 602-466-2501. The Arizona Pride Guide, covering the Arizona GLBT community from A to Z.
It's been one hell of a campaign already.
I will be the Democratic nominee.
But now, it's time to prepare for the main event.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives need to unite to take our country back.
This has been a tough fight, but the Democratic Party is a family.
1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party on Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrates the beginning of a new American era. The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant, 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. All the details are at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company, Cecilia Cusimano with Three Point Wealth Management, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon.
Yes, Peter Yarrow, singer, Peter, Paul, and Mary, with Paul and Mary as well. The travel gods willing, he will be in our studio here at the bottom of the third hour at 11:30 Pacific time, 2:30 Eastern time. So we'll see, I'm looking forward to that. Let me just get right down to what's going on here. I mean, who are the fat cats killing our economy? How are they doing it, and why? And there's a bunch of pieces to this, and there's a bunch of interlocking pieces to this, frankly, and I think it's really important to point them out. One of them, Peter DeFazio just said, okay, the strategy, and I thought this was fascinating, and he pointed out that apparently Newt Gingrich is now running the Republican strategy machine, which makes perfect sense. The strategy is to attach to every piece of legislation the Pelosi premium, to get that word out there in everybody's mind, to repeat it over and over and over again, and to try to keep bringing this back to, oh, it's all the Democrats' fault that the price of oil is high because they're not drilling, because we haven't opened up Anwar. When in fact, the majority of the oil leases out there are not even being used by the oil companies. All this oil under the ground, not that it necessarily should be. I'm frankly not an advocate of burning more oil. But in terms of the price, this is a manipulation. This is a system that is being manipulated. Add to that, for example, things like John McCain and Airbus. This is all about ripping off as much as possible from America, from Americans, of America. This is an ad about John McCain and the Airbus contract that is running.
Some straight talk about John McCain. A French company, Airbus, and an American company, Boeing, were competing for a contract worth up to $100 billion. Seven of McCain's staff and fundraisers lobbied for Airbus. McCain got more money from Airbus's U.S. executives than any other politician. And guess what? John McCain intervened, which helped Airbus get that Pentagon contract. Tell John McCain to kick those lobbyists off the Straight Talk Express.
Good luck. That might happen. So here we have, you know, John McCain and his lobbyists on his campaign committee, on his staff, trying to blow a contract out of the water, an American firm, Boeing, and instead hand it off to Airbus, a European company. Why? Well, obviously, because they're making a whole pile of money off this, another piece of this thing. But the bottom line, there's something much larger than that. And I think something emblematic of it is, for example, today, this in the New York Post, the latest Big Apple trophy being coveted by oil-rich sovereign wealth funds is the landmark Chrysler Building. The Abu Dhabi Investment Council is going to buy the Art Deco treasure that has defined the Midtown skyline since 1930. This follows last month's sale of the GM building and three other properties for $3.95 billion to a group of investors, including the wealth funds of Kuwait and Qatar. And it goes on and on and on. The bottom line is, since Reagan, we've seen home mortgages go from in the neighborhood of a little over $1 trillion. That's the debt of all the American people. We've seen the home mortgages go from that to over $8 trillion right now. So, you know, I have cons and they say, oh, you know, the economy is great. Just look around. Look at all the houses that people own. No, people don't own their houses anymore. People don't own their cars anymore. People are leasing their cars, basically renting them. Consumer debt has gone from $2 trillion under, you know, toward the end of Reagan, this is 1987, to today over $11 trillion. We're broke. National debt. The national debt, when Reagan came into office, just in the neighborhood of, you know, $1.5, $2 trillion, he drove that thing up to around $5. Now we're pushing $9 trillion. The Republican borrow-and-spend philosophy has bankrupted America. But perhaps more important is the balance of trade deficit. People don't get that there's a difference, and I know it sounds esoteric, but there's a difference between the national debt and the balance of trade deficit. The national debt is how much money our government spends more than it takes in. Okay, it's just plain old debt. That's like you're spending money on your credit card and you don't have the paycheck coming in. That's the national debt. The balance of payments is the amount of stuff that we're buying from other countries that isn't balanced by stuff we sell to them. So if we buy $1 trillion worth of stuff from other countries, and that amount, by the way, in 2006, the trade deficit, $765 billion. When Bush came into office, it was only in the neighborhood of $300 billion. It's more than doubled. That money, when we buy stuff from foreign countries, they're now sitting on that money. And where can they spend dollars? Here. That's it. So it's like going to somebody and saying, hey, you know, I'd like to buy that big screen TV for $5,000, you know, a big super deluxe one. And, you know, but I don't, you know, I don't have your cash to give you, so I'll tell you what, I'll give you my front porch. Then you go to somebody else and you say, you know, I'd like to buy that car. Well, I'll give you my bedroom or I'll give you my living room. Basically, what we have been doing is we've been selling off America. Foreign ownership in the United States now, over $2 trillion worth of American companies have been sold off to foreign firms. $2,071,961,000,000 worth of American companies sold off. All the profits, all the taxes, now going overseas.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Hi, we've been talking and talking about gas prices and the solutions to high prices. One of the easiest ways to decrease the cost is to downsize to a smaller car. Small cars use less gas. Less gas means less cost. You get it. GM gets it, too. As you know, I have friends there. They let me drive their latest edition, the Saturn Astra. The Astra is based on one of GM's best-selling European models, and it has all the refinement you'd expect in a larger, more expensive vehicle. Not bad for a sport compact. The Astra offers an EPA-estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway with an automatic transmission. But the really impressive technology here is what GM calls neutral idle technology. Basically, the transmission shifts to neutral during stops, like at traffic lights, and it saves gas. It's all part of GM's exploration of advanced technologies, how they're helping us to use less and less gas until the day when we use no gas at all. For more information on the Saturn Astra, go to www.gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Gas price is going to go? I'm Rita Foley. Gas prices will stay in the $4 a gallon plus range through next year, according to the Energy Department.
Monthly average price is projected to peak at $4.15. In August nationwide.
Gas is $4.05 a gallon today. Also on Capitol Hill this morning, Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf says the FBI has found that four of his government computers have been hacked by someone working in China. Our Jerry Bodlander's in Washington.
Wolf is a longtime critic of China's human rights record, and a spokesman says those computers were used by staffers who were working on human rights issues.
John McCain says avoiding casualties in Iraq is more important than bringing troops home. Democrats say he's out of touch with Americans and with the needs of the military. Two hikers stranded on Washington's Mount Rainier have been rescued by an Army helicopter. The man and woman were caught in a freak blizzard along with her husband. He died. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Every single one of you who are Clinton supporters, I am sorry if you were abused, if you were damaged, if your candidate was harangued, if your position was attacked, if you felt that you were disrespected in any way. I am personally sorry that happened to you. Healing always has to start with an apology from those who may have been, even unknowingly, attacking or abusive. And I can't make other people apologize who may have hurt you, but I personally apologize if I did.
Tune into Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from
11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
Did you know that U-Haul installed hitches improve the utility value of any vehicle? Your car, truck, or van can accomplish any number of tasks it could not do before. Recreational applications such as towing your boat, camper, or personal watercraft, commercial applications such as towing landscaping or construction equipment, and of course, moving with a U-Haul trailer. U-Haul pays attention to details and is constantly striving to develop towing technology to make recreational towing safer. To learn more about U-Haul towing equipment, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
He wants to attack Iran.
And that's not change we can believe in.
And he wants to stay in Iraq for 100 years as long as our soldiers aren't dying.
And that's not change we can believe in.
Meanwhile, you're going to be paying $5 a gallon by Labor Day.
And that's not change we can believe in.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You tell him, Jim Morrison. Man, my favorite part of that song is where he goes, they got the guns, but we got the numbers. here it comes.
May take a week and it may take longer. They got the guns, but we got the numbers. Gonna win, yeah, we're taking over.
Yeah, we're taking over. And that's what we've got to do. Infiltrate from the bottom up. Show up at Democratic Party events. Show up at Green Party events. Show up at Republican Party events. Whatever your personal preference would be, get involved in the political process. It's not enough to just vote. Too much is at stake now. It's too important. By the way, welcome back to the Tom Hartman program, brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to start the unfair trade deal with Colombia. Find out more about that over Teamster.org. And some downright strange, crazy stuff going on in the world out there. Yeah, first of all, this, as they say from the wire services, Republican presidential nominee John McCain officially kicked off his general election campaign today, promising to bring his race to the White House to all 13 colonies. As a campaign stop in the Dominion of Virginia, Senator McCain said of his Democratic opponent, Senator Barack Obama, takes any of the 13 colonies for granted, quote, he doth so at his peril. Senator McCain made his remarks in the Dominion of Virginia, which many McCain advisors concede will be a key colony in the fall election. But in announcing his 13-colony strategy, Senator McCain appeared to give notice that he intends to contest such traditional Democratic strongholds as the province of Massachusetts Bay. Uh-oh. In the conclusion of his remarks, Senator McCain vowed that his campaign would employ the latest technology to spread his message across the 13 colonies. We will use, he said, the telegraph key, the pony, and the carrier pigeon. This, by the way, thanks from Andy Borowitz, BorowitzReport.com, for the finest news of the day, as it were. The carrier pigeon?
The farmer had raised chickens since he was 24, all working for the colonel for 30 years or more, killing all the chickens and sending them to fry. Now it's payback time for ghost chickens in the sky.
Ghost chickens in the sky? Well, sort of. New facial treatment, geisha bird poop facial? Shizuka, a New York spa run by a master aesthetician, Shizuka Bernstein. It offers the latest trend in skincare, the geisha facial. New facial treatment is made from bird poop, what can you say? And has been coined the bird poop facial by fans and curious spectators. Nightingale droppings, actually. I'm telling you, you got to be careful with that stuff because it could be pigeons. And, you know, those pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu. How do you know? Well, because every time there's a meeting of world leaders anywhere, or, you know, big shots are getting, or even if you're talking about something really confidential with somebody, look around. There will be pigeons. They're spies. Number one. Number two, have you ever seen a dead pigeon? Nah. They're robots. Number three, you never seen a baby pigeon? Of course not. They're robots. The mothership comes and opens up, you know, every year or maybe every 6 months, the mothership comes and drops a new load of robots down with their little recording devices and picks up the current load, and off they go. And so, anyhow, that's our crazy alert for the... No, I don't really believe that, but I like to think that I do. By the way, we're video streaming now. It seems to be working again. We have a link to it from our front page at TomHartmann.com, also at Air America, airamerica.com/TomVision. But there's also a hot link at TomHartmann.com so that you get the spelling right and everything, because no matter how you spell TomHartmann.com, it'll get you there. And we're going to have a contest today in Sean Taylor, our producer's opinion, whatever her favorite post is, to our blog on our homepage at TomHartmann.com for today's show post. That person will win a copy of my book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It. Ta-ta-da. So there we go. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Is the price of oil and gas, or are the prices of oil and gas, being manipulated cynically? One of the folks in the chat room mentioned last night, Sean Hannity, was exactly on the point of what Peter DeFazio was saying. That they're going to try and blame all this on Nancy Pelosi and on the Democrats. And, yeah, they're all reading, I'm telling you, they're all reading from the same playbook. It's just that simple. Ernie in Lebanon, Oregon. Hey, Ernie, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I'm a truck driver, and I was talking to another truck driver about a month ago. He was telling me that his best friend is in the oil well business, but he makes money drilling oil wells, but not pumping out the oil.
Right.
He's paid by the government to pump them and not pump the oil. So we're actually paying tax dollars to not pump oil.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the oil companies have got their hands in not just our back pocket. They got their hands in every pocket, and a whole lot of it is just like this whole McCain deal with Airbus Industries. It's like they don't care if it screws America and Americans. It's just off they go. And they're, you know, making a fortune. Michael in Templeton, California. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Just great, but I'll get better. What's on your mind today?
I'll get better than you then.
Okay. We got a competition here.
Okay.
What's on your mind, Michael?
What I wanted to say was that, remember last Friday when oil went up $11 a barrel?
Yeah.
One of the things that drove it up was an announcement by a Morgan Stanley analyst that the price target was going to be 150.
Yeah.
Well, isn't this curious, because Morgan Stanley owns more oil than anybody else, right?
That's according to Congressman DeFazio, the testimony before his committee. Yes, Morgan Stanley.
Market manipulation. And the investment banks are big practitioners of this. I'll give you another quick example. Last November, I'm listening to a financial show, and on Sunday, the guy says the word is out that Goldman Sachs is shorting the big banks. Well, the very next day, Goldman Sachs came out with this announcement. Oh, Citigroup's going to have a lot more losses. Bam, Citigroup stock goes down 6%.
And Goldman Sachs makes a pile of money on their short positions.
This stuff goes on all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you, it is, and you know, this is what Kevin Phillips wrote about in his book Bad Money. Michael, thanks a lot for the call. This is when they say speculation. This is the kind of thing they're talking about. Thomas in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hey, Thomas.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
Just great. What's up?
Well, I have a suggestion for the congressman, if he's still listening by any chance.
They should draft
some legislation to revoke those permits. If they're not going to use them, give them to somebody who will.
Right. And for that matter, you know, once the oil companies get these, once the oil companies get these permits and they start pumping the oil, they pay 12.5% of its market value. The rest of it is their money. They're buying the oil under our soil, 12.5%. Mike in Garnian, Washington. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Tom?
Fine. What's up?
Well, wasn't that caller yesterday to you that said, why don't we make this a public utility? I mean, is there any way?
Yeah.
We've discussed this before, I know, many times about nationalizing our oil, and I don't see why not. I mean, look at what the income could do for our infrastructure and the health care system.
Yeah, I mean, look at what Chavez is doing with it in Venezuela, or perhaps, you know, a lot of people don't like Chavez. Look at what Mexico is doing with it in Mexico. I mean, and Russia, and although a lot of that has been privatized, they're renationalizing it in kind of backdoor ways, but... Yeah, and Mike, I think that's the scenario that has the oil company executives waking up in the middle of the night going, whoa. Tom in Miami. Hey, Tom.
Hey, I had an oil comment. First of all, Tom, I just want to say you said the national debt was the difference between tax revenues and expenditures. That's the deficit. Of course, the debt is accumulated liability over time.
And, that's right. It's
there's more right. off-balance sheet liabilities on the federal government books than Enron could even dream up. But anyway, yeah. My point is this talk about Fazio, this is the first time I've heard this develop. I'm kind of skeptical. It reminds me of Schumer. When he talked about bringing barrels online from Anwar, it would affect the price one penny, but when it comes from Saudi Arabia, said it would be 62 cents. And you mentioned the point about the oil profits. You know, the 12.5%, that's 12.5% more than the broadcast industry pays for using the public airwaves.
Actually, I don't know if that's true or not. Back in 96, the whole telecommunications bill and Reagan auctioning off the airwaves, I frankly don't know the economics of that. But the public airwaves and oil are a little different. You don't put the public airwaves in your gas tank. Terry in Springfield. Hey, Terry.
Hi, Tom. Hey, I can't figure out why we keep going after the windfall profits, you know, because it gives them that argument that hurts them going back and doing research and everything.
Right.
I think we should go after them to promote them to actually do the refining and tax them on those closed refineries. Or even on the unpumped oil or unrefined oil, just like they do, you know, cars, if they don't sell them by the end of the year, they get taxed on them sitting on their lots.
Oh, that's interesting. So, you know, just consider it an asset because they are, yeah, you're right. They're getting a lot of tax breaks and things, you know, depreciation, oil depletion allowance and all these other fancy little tax breaks that the oil companies get. That would be one more. John in Allentown, Pennsylvania, we've got a half a minute here, John, before this break is going to start.
Just real quick. I mean, they say they preach about drilling in Anwar when everybody knows you're not going to see a drop of oil in 5 to 10 years.
Right.
And why don't the Democrats come up with something along the lines of, like, legislation saying we need to, you know, introduce something that's going to get us off of oil in
they've already, well, yeah, that absolutely needs to be done. And at the same time, during the 7 years of the Bush administration so far, the number of oil leases is up 300%. It's over 300%. I mean, it's like the oil companies are being handed oil by our government domestically. They're being handed oil. And they're saying, great, we'll take it. We'll buy that for pennies on the dollar. We'll buy that land or we'll buy the leases on that land. And now we're going to sit on it. And as we watch the prices go up and up and up. And where does it stop? Well, today, or yesterday, I guess it was in today's news, one of the senior executives with Gazprom, which is the Russian national oil company, the biggest oil company in Russia, said, we're going to see oil at $250 a barrel soon. Yeah, 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff
specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare, but not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at consolidatedauto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. There are thousands of reasons a business can fail. But for every problem, there's a solution. Your solution is Business Needs Incorporated. Business Needs is your Phoenix-based, full-service, executive business management, financial, and tax consulting service. They specialize in achieving your specific goals as an individual Arizona business owner. How do they make your business more successful? They make business more profitable. They use 20 years of expertise to objectively analyze your operations and develop and execute programs that allow you, the business owner, to control your costs and increase productivity. Over the years, Business Needs increased profit and reduced tax liability for businesses by an average of 22%, a total of increased profit, growth, and reduction of taxes in excess of $1 billion. These factors cannot be more crucial in an uncertain economy. Don't fail to plan. Call Business Needs today. 602-595-5210. That's 602-595-5210.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
What's Bush got to do with it?
What's Bush got to do with it? What's Bush got to do? Got to do with it? Who needs the law when the law can be broken?
Who needs the law when the law can be broken? You know, he can just tell all the lies he wants. And he does, by the way. We'll get into that a little later with our revelation yesterday from John Bolton that he believes that under Article 51 of the UN, we can attack Iran right now. And I want to, in the next hour, we're going to get into that with Robert Wexler. And this, I think, frankly, is a big deal. But, you know, coming back to the oil prices, I just wanted to give a tip of the hat to Shelley Drobny, who has sent me a copy of a piece he wrote a while back that is the guy who was the original founder of Air America Radio, that is so right on. And I'm getting a forehead slap. I don't know why this, I hadn't thought of this before. Shelley's smarter than I am when it comes to finance, I guess. But in any case, he says, if you want to see the price of oil drop in half, all Barack Obama has to do is announce in a very serious way a very large-scale Manhattan-style project to get us off the dependence of oil and to include the world in this, you know, to make this available to these kinds of technologies all around the world. What this will do is cause all the speculators to freak out because Shelley's point is that, and it's right, that panic selling always goes faster than panic buying. It's why the NASDAQ dropped from 5,000 down to 2,000 in just a very, very short period of time, and it still hasn't recovered, you know, when the dot-com bubble burst. And so it's like, you know, yeah, stimulate panic selling of oil futures.
And then we'll be bailing out Morgan Stanley. I mean, you know, this is the crazy thing. We don't make anything in America anymore. Instead, we've moved all our manufacturing overseas, and because we don't make anything, we're just handing money to each other. That's how people make money in America now, is with money, is buying and selling commodities, is basically gambling on what the future value of commodities will be, whether it's rice or wheat or oil or gold or whatever it may be. And it's a lousy way to run a country. It's a lousy way to run an economy. It's frankly no way to run an economy. I mean, and we've seen this from the Dutch tulip bulb panic in the 1700s all the way up to today, over and over and over again. Whenever the speculators look at 1929, it was all about stocks. You know, the apocryphal story that Gloria Swanson, who was an old friend of mine before she died, she was on the board of directors of a community for abused kids that we started in 1978 in New Hampshire, New England Salem Children's Village. Still there, still running. And I used to go down to New York a couple times a year, and we'd have dinner in her apartment. She'd tell me these wild stories about Joe Kennedy. And the story, it's been variously attributed to other people as well, but she said that, you know, Kennedy had said to her that one of his buddies had said to him that he knew that it was time to get out of the stock market when it was either the taxi driver or the shoeshine boy was offering him stock tips. And at that point, he said, okay, this is the top of the market. Now's the time to bail out. Anyhow, lot to do with this. David in Monroe, Louisiana. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Hello, Tom. I just wanted to ask you, how come we can't, since we the people are the government, how come we can't take over the oil fields offshore, since nobody owns that property out there?
Well, we have, and what we do is we lease or rent those oil fields to the oil companies and say, okay, and it's cheap. I mean, you know, it's a few cents an acre, and then when they find oil and they drill the oil out, it's 12.5% of whatever the market value of that oil is what they pay us. And so, you know, we have to decide, is that 12.5% right? You know, because obviously the revenues are going up as the price of oil goes up. Should it be 15%? Should it be 20%? Or should we create a government oil company? I'm not a big fan, frankly, of government-owned industries. But on the other hand, we're talking about something here that is at some level essential for the running of our nation. I do think that while I wouldn't be necessarily in favor of a government-run oil company, I would think that government market subsidies to solar, wind, to renewable energies, the way Jimmy Carter did, you know, we just need to do that again. And that, by the way, is part of Barack Obama's platform and has been announced. We just need to do more of that kind of thing. But, you know, to the extent that we can own it, we still do own it. David, thanks for the call, though. Appreciate the question. Dan in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Tom, let me just stop by saying you are the man.
Without
guys like you, the cause would go nowhere. But I think this is a problem where deregulation meets capitalism. It's just gone totally amok. We've made all these people who used to be union laborers and union workers, we've made them all mid-level management, gave them 401k plans and a little bit of benefits, and they think they have a stake in the company, when in fact the CEOs and the people who own these companies think less of them than they do of people like me. We need to get back to organized labor, unions, strong unions. And
absolutely.
In the words of Abraham Lincoln, labor beats capital every time.
Yeah,
thanks,
well,
Lincoln,
you're welcome. Thanks a lot, David. Dan, excuse me. And in fact, what Lincoln said is that labor is superior to capital because labor precedes capital. In other words, you don't have capital, you don't have money until somebody makes something. Labor is what creates it all. And Dan was absolutely spot on. We do need to bring democracy in the workplace back, which is unions. I mean, that's the bottom line. Mark in Boca Raton, Florida. Hey, Mark, I got a little less than a minute here before we got to wrap up this hour.
Okay, I've got a quick question and a follow-up. On the Airbus contract, doesn't that have to go to the lowest bidder on something like that?
No, it has to go to the best bidder. There's a whole lot of considerations beyond price. The lowest bidder could be offering a really lousy product, and you wouldn't want the government to buy that. But I think that we also should consider, and this is the part that hasn't been considered since basically Clinton with NAFTA and GATT, we need to consider the impact on the U.S. economy as part of the bid. If we're gonna export 14,000 jobs over to Europe to Airbus Industries, or we're gonna bring 14,000 jobs to the United States to Boeing, that seems to me like that's actually part of the bid. And it wasn't considered part of the bid. It was considered irrelevant. And in other words, the interests of working Americans don't matter.
I think that they should matter. I think it's really important that they matter. So, anyhow, let's continue this conversation, in fact, with Terry Jeffrey. Terry Jeffrey is the editor-in-chief of the old conservative news service, now the Cybercast news service, CNSnews.com, right after the break. Stick around.
Tom Hartman.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Until recently, you didn't have much choice, but now you do. Introducing new One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, a complete multivitamin specially formulated for the needs of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. New One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the only complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Oil prices are surging again, trading today at above about $137 a barrel, and the markets are skittish. Guy Caruso at the Energy Department tells Congress he thinks gas prices will continue to hover near $4 a gallon for the rest of the year.
Monthly average prices projected to peak at $4.15. in August nationwide.
And on Wall Street, there is a bit of a sell-off. The Dow is now down by 160 points. Floodwaters are threatening a number of towns in the Midwest. In Cedar Falls, Iowa, city spokeswoman Susan Stout says a lot of people turned out to help with the sandbagging efforts.
We had a tremendous effort by literally thousands of volunteers who saved our downtown.
In Wisconsin, the fire chief in the town of Muckawango says a nearby dam is holding, at least so far.
The dam has not revealed any significant changes in the condition of the dam or the surrounding soil since last night.
The Mississippi River is expected to crest as much as 10 feet above flood stage over the next 2 weeks. Several computers used by members of Congress have been hacked.
Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf, a longtime critic of China's human rights record, says he's been told by the FBI that four computers in his office were hacked by sources working out of China. And he's not alone. Wolf says it's also happened to other lawmakers and at least one House committee, again by someone working from China. And Wolf believes it may also have happened to Senate computers. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In Germany today, President Bush issued another warning to Iran to come clean about its nuclear program.
My first choice, of course, is to solve this diplomatically. All options are on the table.
Iran's president responded by saying the Bush presidency is over and promised to continue defiance over Iran's nuclear activities. Barack Obama today calls for tighter restrictions on credit card companies and criticizes John McCain of doing too little to help Americans. This is AP Radio News. Hikers have now been rescued from Washington's Mount Rainier. Two of the three hikers stranded in a freak blizzard survived the ordeal. National Park spokesman Kevin Bacher says rangers will try to find out what went wrong with this hike.
Whenever we have an incident like this on the mountain, we always follow up with those questions to find out what happened, how did the situation occur, and learn from that as best we can to prevent it from happening again.
The group had planned a day hike and was trapped when the weather turned bad. A judge in Texas who ordered the removal of hundreds of children from a polygamous ranch may be the target of a threat. A newspaper in Utah says the judge's home is under guard after Utah and Arizona warned about enforcers from the polygamous group. Concerned today about Paul Newman's health, a friend and business partner says Newman is suffering from cancer. Earlier this year, a community theater in Connecticut had announced Newman would not be directing a play there this fall as planned. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Visa. Visa knows there's nothing small about small business. We help companies realize their larger-than-life potential at visa.com/small business.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Myron Licht, host of Free to Be Healthy, my new talk show on Saturdays at noon. Please make an appointment to join me so we can discuss ways to restore your health all for free. Did you know you're free to be healthy if you choose to be? That's Free to Be Healthy Saturdays at noon right here on 1480 KPHX.
Shopping for a new computer? 5-9 Computer Services will come to you on your time to discuss your computing needs and use this information to custom build a computer just for you. We even help you set up your new computer after we build it. Don't get stuck with an off-the-shelf computer that lacks features you need and was built with budget parts destined to fail sooner than later. Call 5-9 Computer Services at 602-535-5699. Visit us online at aztechsupport.net and check out the Tech Talk Show at techtalkshow.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Obama needs to come to your house and explain it all to you, or isn't there some responsibility on your end to learn about who this person is?
I guess I can, but I already know what Hillary has done.
She's gone. You know what I mean? This thing is over. And actually, it was before Randy Rhodes said a bad word about Hillary Clinton, this thing was already over.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're in the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour, the second hour of our program. What's going on? This is the bottom line. Who are the fat cats who are killing our economy and why? I'm guessing that we may have some very different perspectives on this. Terry Jeffrey is the editor-in-chief of CNSNews.com. And, Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good, good. A couple of things I wanted to get through, talk with you about. First of all, you wanted to talk with me about what's going on with Cooper Union and the art display. Do you want to just toss that out? And then I want to get into oil with you.
Sure. What's happened at Cooper Union, which is a school for arts and sciences in New York City, hasn't got much press attention. The Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights first drew attention to it. They had a student art exhibit that ended just the other day in which they exhibited some art that is so disgusting, Tom, I really don't want to describe it too graphically on the air, but it involved some prominent symbols of the Catholic Church, a crucifix and a rosary, being inserted in a man's posterior in drawings that this guy did. What the school did was they picked out these artworks as quote unquote of the best of the students in the school, and they put them on display. And I think
this art exhibit was not paid for with government dollars, at least according to your article.
Right. Well, actually,
and this is a private school.
Here's the deal. This school, Cooper Union, received $4.6 million from the federal government over the last 8 years, according to our reporting. $122,000 of it in grants from the National Endowment for the Arts. No, there was not a direct grant, so far as we know anyway, from the government.
But let's assume for a moment that there was. Even if there was, isn't Don Rumsfeld right? Freedom is messy.
Look, Cooper Union has the freedom to do this. I would not for a minute suggest any kind of government regulation or law that would say Cooper Union could not display this student's art. They have
okay, and it, to the extent that, I don't know, maybe we disagree on this. You don't think that the government should fund arts of any sort in any way?
No, I do believe the government. I think actually the government funds too little art. I think, for example, in Washington, D.C., they've built some incredibly ugly federal buildings. I wish
they need some art. Yeah, I agree. Okay, so here it seems to, I'm a little baffled then, because if you agree with me that historically governments have always funded art. I mean, Beethoven couldn't have done what he did. Mozart couldn't have done what he did if they didn't have wealthy patrons or government,
sure.
Which was the government back then.
Right.
Art typically it doesn't pay all that well. So if we have both agree that the government should be funding art,
right,
and we both agree that art is part of free expression and we shouldn't have the government deciding what should or shouldn't be said or seen or done,
right,
then I don't understand, you know, why you got your noise out of a joint.
Well,
about this
wait, there's a couple of issues here. First of all, yes, I do believe the government should fund art.
But you want to decide what art is.
Wait a minute. I think they should fund art because I think it is a public good, and I think that we deserve to see beautiful things around us. When the government builds a building, there should be art in the building. The building itself should be art. But the government, therefore, chooses. Now, if the Congress of the United States were to decide to carve into the side of the U.S. Capitol a depiction of someone with a crucifix in their posterior, I think that would be a wrong choice by Congress.
I agree with you, and they get so much blowback they'd stop, and in all probability, Cooper Union is going to get so much blowback that they'll stop. I mean, you know, these things tend to work themselves out,
Terry. What's interesting, though, Tom, is that this story, it's got a little, you know, the AP put out a story about this, and USA Today, I think, had a little thing about it, but other than that, and here at Cybercast News Service, it's almost got no press.
Well, it could be because a lot of people are just seeing this as, oh, God, here go the cons again with their culture war stuff.
Well,
Terry, I'll see your crucifix and raise you China.
But you know what, Tom, there's other issues here is, I mean, even though I can see Cooper Union has the freedom to do this, and that freedom should be defended, there really is an outrageous moral decision here by the administrators of Cooper Union to award and celebrate this particular work of art. There's no doubt that this work of art was designed to insult and affront Catholics. Now, I happen to be a Catholic. I mean, the correct term for this is blasphemy.
Yeah.
And so Cooper Union, this school, is celebrating blasphemy and the insulting of the Catholic Church.
So you're right there with the Muslims who think that the Danish newspapers who publish the cartoons of Muhammad with a bomb in his turban should be shut down or put out of business.
Those newspapers also
receive government subsidies, just like newspapers in the United States do.
I do not think that people should gratuitously. I disagree with doctrines that the Muslim faith. I do not believe that people should gratuitously attempt to insult Islam. That is not a good...
So you're in favor of censoring the Danish newspapers just like you want to censor Cooper Union?
No, I'm not talking about censoring anybody. People have the freedom to make this choice.
Okay. Can we move to the next step here? You want to finish making your point. I'll just...
Well, the other point is, there is a choice here. This institution does get funds from the government.
Right.
Taxpayers are paying money to this institution, and we have a right to say whether or not we think it's a good thing or a bad thing for
Absolutely.
This school
Absolutely.
To get our tax money.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. We all have a right to weigh in on this, and we'll see where it goes. With less than a year to go before the Beijing Olympics, there is an urgent need. This from Reporters Without Borders. There is an urgent need for the government to stop blocking thousands of websites, censoring online news, imprisoning internet activists. Here we have the guy who owns the largest television satellite network in China voluntarily submitting to censorship and even participating with it. That would be Rupert Murdoch, the guy who owns Fox News, facilitating fascism. And I use that word very advisedly. We're talking about a brutal government that imprisons and murders people, that if you speak out, you're toast. I spent a week with the Dalai Lama in Dharamsala, India, a couple of years ago, and every day, literally every day, a little ragtag band of 2, 3, 5, 8, 10 people would show up who had made the trip from Tibet over the Himalaya Mountains, because we were in the Indian side of the Himalayas, who had made that trip, and typically 3/4 of the people who set out on those journeys didn't survive the trip. They got killed by bandits. They were eaten by bears or lions. They froze to death. They starved to death. Families telling horror stories. There's one guy I talked to. His brother had a T-shirt with a picture of John Lennon on it. One of the Chinese soldiers thought it was a picture of the Dalai Lama, just walked up to him and shot him in the head. Right in a public place. I mean, there is a genocide going on in Tibet, and we're celebrating the Olympics in China, and Reporters Without Borders are saying, hey, isn't this pretty friggin' outrageous? And here we have on the front page of USA Today, Olympic visitors' data at risk, national security agencies. This is U.S. national security agencies are saying, if you take a laptop or any kind of computer into China to cover the Olympics, they will, in fact, this is Chinese government industry use electronic espionage to easily access official and government and personal computers, equipment left unsupervised for just moments in a hotel or even during a security screening can be hacked, mined, and bugged.
Yeah, Tom, look, I agree with you 100% on this. And, earlier this year, I wrote a column about the ban on Bibles going into China for the Olympics. People can look up the piece on the website on CNSNews.com.
Oh, if you want to get a visa, you've got to submit your CV.
Tom, this is the thing. I talked to the spokesman for the PRC embassy here in Washington, and I asked him, what if I tried to bring into China a movie about the Dalai Lama? And I had to go around and around and around and around with this guy, but finally the answer is no, you can't bring it in. This guy essentially was telling me when people show up to be visitors in China to attend the Olympics, they will have their luggage searched to see whether or not contraband in the form of information that the Chinese government doesn't want out is not brought into China. It's not just Bibles. If you brought a movie about the Dalai
Lama. Oh, it's right across the board. It's right across the board. In fact, they're also now, if you want to get a J2 visa, which is a journalist visa to go into Beijing to cover the Olympics,
right,
you have to submit, and this is, I'm quoting from the journalists, reporters with Reporters Sans Frontiers website, rsf.org. Journalists have to submit precise information about coverage plans in China, including the places they want to visit, the people they want to interview in order to obtain a visa, which is for media personnel. The BOCOG, the Chinese government, also requires a letter from an employer, which eliminates freelancers.
Yeah, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And by the way, this is a communist regime.
I would submit to you that it's no longer communist, that it's now fascist. They have merged corporate and state interests and combined it with belligerent nationalism, and that's the old Merriam-Webster dictionary definition of fascism.
Well, that's a good point.
So how do we tell Rupert Murdoch about this and tell him and Fox News to stop facilitating this stuff on the part of the Chinese government?
There is a phenomenon across the board where U.S. corporations or U.S.-based corporations want to go in and do business in China, and they want to go there for at least two reasons. One, to exploit cheap labor in China, and two, because the Chinese won't grant them access to this potentially massive market that they have unless they go into business with the government of China itself.
Right.
And when they do that, they take on these ridiculous rules and become partners with a regime that is as oppressive as any on earth.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. That's great. We can reach across the aisle and agree on this. I appreciate it. Terry Jeffrey, the editor of CNSNews.com. Good talking with you, Terry.
Good talking to you, Tom.
16 minutes past the hour. Robert Wexler up next. What was John Bolton talking about yesterday, and where should we take this?
Tom Hartman.
Uncommon sense from the radical middle.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two Men and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workmen's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men and a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Just another poor boy out to fight a rich man's war. Bobby, an eagle, and a flag tattooed on. Red, white, and blue to the moon will land in Kandahar. I left behind a pretty young wife and a baby girl. I stack overdue bills and went off to save the world. It's been a year now, he's still there. Chasing ghosts in thin dry air. Meanwhile, back at home, the fine has come and took his car. It's just there's another poor boy off to fight a rich man's war.
Yeah, so many of them. Poor boys off to fight a rich man's war, and we're looking at the possibility of another war. And to what extent might that be a war crime or an impeachable offense? Dennis Kucinich yesterday on the floor of the House of Representatives reading articles of impeachment against George W. Bush. Congressman Robert Wexler, one of the few folks who, actually the only, I believe, the congressman from the 19th District of Florida and the author of the forthcoming book, Fire-Breathing Liberal, How I Learned to Survive and Thrive in the Contact Support of Congress, wexler.house.gov, his website. I believe the only guy to come out and say, yes, Dennis, we're with you. Congressman Wexler, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yesterday, John Bolton was on our program, and I was trying to get a sense of what this administration is going to do before Bush leaves office. And he was talking about how Iran was a great threat. And I want to play for you just 50 seconds, a little less than a minute, of a conversation I had with John Bolton yesterday. Here it is. There's no UN provision allowing us to attack Iran at the moment. This would be a war crime if we were to.
Of course it would. That's ridiculous. Article 51 of the UN Charter states that nothing in the Charter is intended to contradict the inherent right of individual and collective self-defense. So we would be operating under the inherent right recognized right in the UN Charter.
So you believe the possibility that they could enrich to react to bomb grade represents a sufficient threat that we can invoke self-defense with a preemptive strike?
You need to read the latest IAEA report. All public information that the IAEA has on Iranian work with shaped charges of high explosives clearly intended for a weaponization capability. There's very little doubt what they're aiming toward.
So here he's saying there's no doubt about what this is all about. We actually had the spokesperson for the IAEA on the program Thursday. In fact, I sat live with her in New York. We did the show from the United Nations. And she said that there's no evidence that there's weaponization going on. And Article 51 of the UN Charter says, and I quote, "Nothing in the present charter shall impair the inherent rights of individual or collective self-defense if an armed attack occurs against a member of the United Nations until the Security Council has taken measures necessary, etc." Bolton, I mean, what's going on here? How does this tie in with, he's saying it wouldn't be a war crime. Dennis Kucinich was essentially saying this was a crime, the attack on Iraq, and therefore one on Iran would be the same. Let me stop talking and give you a chance to riff on this, Congressman.
Well, I think there are a couple of important points. Number one, Iran is in fact a grave danger, both to the United States and to several of our allies, including Israel in the region. We do know that Iran continues to enrich uranium in violation of its international obligations. We also know that Iran is the leading sponsor of terror in terms of their financial support with respect to Hezbollah, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other Palestinian rejectionist organizations. Having said that, though, however, the best course of action in my mind is for the United States to engage in the strongest, most principled type of diplomacy possible with the aim of economically isolating Iran and preventing Iran from getting the financial resources that it needs in its energy sector, which is what propels their economy, and make it so that Iran becomes isolated not just from the United States, but from Europe, and then ultimately from China and Russia to the degree that we are able to persuade them. And
well, they have put a proposal on the table already saying that they are willing to have an international consortium run their enrichment facilities.
Yes, the Russians
to be totally transparent.
Yes, the Russians have proposed that. The Europeans, negotiating on our behalf, have proposed a number of different items, none of which thus far have been successful, and none of which have resulted in the type of economic isolation that we desperately need to procure.
Yeah.
And the problem that we have under the Bush administration policy, being very candid, is that its economic incentives have not yet worked. We haven't created the type of isolation we need to create, and we're going to be left, unless we change course, with two very difficult choices, which is accept Iran as a nuclear power, which for me is an unacceptable reality,
right,
or use military power, which is also fraught with enormous problems.
Yeah, so the Bushies are setting this up. We have just 15 seconds left. If they were to do a preemptive strike before Bush leaves office, what should Congress's response be?
Well, this is something that Congress ought to be consulted with and ought to either approve or disapprove beforehand. It is an act of war, and Congress needs to be engaged with it. I would hate to see the United States do it preemptively only based on the presidential action.
Very well said. Congressman Robert Wexler, thank you, sir, and thank you for standing up with Dennis Kucinich.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home, and Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look, or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
So, where do you get the gift that keeps on giving? Advance Auto Parts. Here's how it works. You buy a gift card at Advance and load it up from $5 to $500. You give it. They get it. And then it keeps on giving their car fresh oil, brake pads, wiper blades, air filters, spark plugs, shocks, batteries, everything. It's the most important tool in their wallet. And it's how you're going to help them turn their car into a harder working, better performing, and more reliable vehicle. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
High gas prices, get used to it. I'm Ed Donahue. A new Energy Department report says gas prices will stay around the $4 a gallon area through next year. Guy Caruso with the Energy Information Administration says prices will peak this summer.
Monthly average prices projected to peak at $4.15. In August nationwide.
AAA says the average price at the pump nationwide is up to a record $4.05 a gallon. Oil prices rose sharply. Pakistan's army is accusing the U.S.-led coalition of killing 11 Pakistani troops in an airstrike along the Afghan border. This is British High Commissioner Robert Brinkley.
We are very sorry at any loss of life. I'm sure that incident will now be carefully investigated.
More storms are expected later today in already saturated Cedar Falls, Iowa.
I don't know what additional rain will do, but it won't be helpful, that's for sure.
A sandbagged levee is keeping the city from flooding. People living along the Mississippi River are preparing for what could be the worst flooding in 15 years. Wall Street, the Dow is down 168 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
This Father's Day, give Dad the world. Have a map framed for his office. Give him yourself with a gorgeous framed photo of the family. Preserve his legacy with a framed collage of his favorite photos and keepsakes, like pictures of him and his buddies. Here's your chance to be the favorite child or a truly cherished wife. And you receive a free 4x6 or 5x7 frame for yourself. Call 602-277-3112 or visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today. Father's Day is just around the corner. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
History sounds like this.
Tonight I can stand here and say that I will be the Democratic nominee for the president.
Part Kenya, part Kansas. Barack Obama is the newest face of the American dream. But can he become the 44th president of the United States?
Yes, we can. Yes, we
can. Future is here, and the official radio station of the future is 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
That's right.
The hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program here on Air America. By the way, we're web streaming now over at airamerica.com/TomVision. You can find the link also at the top of our blog at TomHartman.com, where we're running our contest for the best blog post. Congressman Wexler is still with us. Got off on this Iran tangent, and I really wanted to talk to you about impeachment, and my apologies.
Don't apologize. Yeah. It's not a tangent. It's a very important issue, and I applaud your focusing on it.
Well, thank you. But it's just, you know, the realities of commercial radio. We had 6 minutes. I did want to spend a couple minutes with you, and I know you have to go off and vote in 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes.
But your thoughts on Dennis Kucinich's impeachment resolution. We talked with Congressman DeFazio. I talked with him about 4 hours ago, and he said, you know, hey, why not just aggressively try to prosecute these guys next year?
Well, first of all, I applaud what Congressman Kucinich has done, because the Bush administration has systematically abused the power of the presidency. That is what we are learning, not just in one instance or two, but in several. Specifically with respect to the war in Iraq, we are learning more and more about the manner in which the Bush administration falsified the march to war, the way in which they fabricated evidence, the way in which they ignored evidence that disagreed with what they were attempting to do. We know that the Bush administration may have illegally authorized a spying program, not on terrorists, but on American citizens.
Right.
We know that they may have illegally ordered the torture of people detained by American officials that violates both American law as well as international law. We also know that they may have taken money that was appropriated for the war in Afghanistan, the war we need to win, and they may have subverted it to use it to prepare for the war in Iraq, that, of course, was a discretionary matter, and that, in fact, may be against the law.
Right.
And to the answer of the question, why not prosecute them later?
I'm actually suggesting both, which is what Congressman DeFazio, he said, you know, we need investigations, we need impeachment, but he said politically it ain't going to happen, so let's set it up for prosecution.
Well, he's right. One does not preclude the other, and I would argue, as I think Congressman Kucinich would, is that the Constitution is very clear in its division of responsibility. And where we stand today is that the Congress, in my view, the House, particularly as a member of the House Judiciary Committee, we have a constitutional responsibility to oversee the administration. And part of that oversight is to investigate and inquire about constitutional violations. And that's why we need a hearing or two or several with respect to these kinds of issues. I'm actually quite pleased that Chairman John Conyers has called Scott McClellan in to the House Judiciary Committee, and he apparently will be appearing on June the 20th. McClellan can shed some light on several of these issues, particularly with respect to the outing of the covert CIA agent, Valerie Plame Wilson.
Right.
Also,
now,
with respect to the firing of U.S. attorneys, did the Bush administration violate the law?
In the Watergate hearings, I'm old enough to remember them, and there was that moment when John Dean basically spilled the beans, and even the Republicans on the committee suddenly sat up and took notice, and then, of course, as the tapes came out, it became obvious that what Dean had said was right and that Nixon needed to be impeached. And do you think that this might be that kind of a moment?
Well, I don't know, but that's precisely the point. Everyone, you know, likes to say, well, we know what will happen, and there aren't the votes to do this or that with respect to the Bush administration. Going back to your point, the Watergate hearings, at the beginning of the Watergate hearings, there were nowhere near the votes to proceed against President Nixon. And as you rightfully point out, it was only as the hearings proceeded and the evidence came forth that it became apparent just how heinous the actions of the Nixon administration were.
Right, and it only took about 3 months for all that to happen.
Well, that's right. And the other point that I would like to make, Congress can do more than one thing at a time. Yes, we're in the midst of a very difficult economic time. People are having very traumatic problems with respect to their health care. Schools need a lot of assistance. We need an enormous investment in infrastructure in our country, and we need to get our troops out of Iraq. But there's no reason in the world why the House Judiciary Committee can't conduct the kind of oversight that the Constitution requires while we address these very important issues.
Right. Congressman, I know you have to go vote very quickly.
Thank you so much for having me.
Certainly. Should people call Conyers' office or just call their congressman?
Calling their representative is always a good way to exercise
or
democracy.
Woman. Okay, great. Congressman Robert Wexler, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great talking with you. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And let's see, Edward in Oxford, Michigan. Hey, Edward, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how you doing? First and foremost, I'm 15, and I'm a huge fan of yours, Tom. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I was just calling to discuss a couple of vice presidency positions for Obama.
Yeah, there's a lot of options on the table here.
There is. What are you thinking about Chuck Hagel?
I think that Chuck Hagel would be a terrible mistake.
You think so?
He is an opponent of the war, but right across the board on virtually all other issues, he has been voting with George W. Bush.
He does stay pretty conservative on a lot of issues.
Yeah.
You're right on that.
Yeah,
he is. Now, what about Tom Daschle?
Tom Daschle, you know, I don't perceive him as a strong guy. Personally, the guy that I think, you know, would be one of the top of my list, although he's not apparently on Obama's shortlist, is Sherrod Brown.
Now, what experience do you think that he has that would lead to a good vice president?
Oh, he was 14 years in the House of Representatives. He's been a couple of years in the Senate. He's been around the block. He knows politics.
I mean, from the get-go, I've always thought Bill Richardson would make an awesome vice president.
I think he would, too. And frankly, I think that he was running for vice president. Edward, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for bringing up the topic. I'm sure it's one that we will be pursuing at length as time goes on. Tim in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, another Michigan call here. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran does have a right to develop a nuclear program peacefully.
That's right.
The IAEA has gone there, I believe, several times and has checked out the program. And it's always found that they're not developing any weapons of mass destruction. And
that's right. They're only the IAEA. Well, we had, as I said, last Thursday, I sat in New York City at the UN with the official spokesperson for the IAEA. But what happened is that under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, Iran has the right to develop nuclear power, not nuclear bombs.
Right.
And they can enrich uranium up to 3% for nuclear power, not up to 95% for nuclear bombs.
And they've only developed it to 3%, according to
IAEA. Right, and that's what they're doing, according to everybody. pretty much.
Right,
but the,
but
here's
but
the problem.
Wexler
here's
completely
the here,
about Iran being a grave threat. I mean, first of all, Israel.
Yeah, I also disagree with him. I don't, in that language. I wouldn't say that they're. But here's the problem: the Security Council, which basically makes the rules, the Security Council has said to Iran, even though you signed the non-proliferation agreement, you or treaty rather, you cannot enrich uranium. Period. Anymore. And Iran has said, "What? You trying to tell us what to do? We signed the documents. We made a contract. We're doing it, and we're doing it, you know, transparently. But we're going to do it." And so now, because they are in defiance of the Security Council, the IAEA has to enforce the rules of the Security Council, not just the treaties. So the IAEA now is coming back and saying, okay, these guys are now in non-compliance.
So is this a question where the U.N. Security Council itself is not kind of following the NNPT itself?
No, it's a case where the Security Council is changing the rules of the game. And in my opinion, what they're doing is they're setting it up. This is the exact same thing that happened with Iraq. The Security Council changed the rules of the game several times. And ultimately, actually, Iraq, in every case, Iraq actually rolled over and said, okay, fine, we won't enrich uranium. Come on over and look. We don't even have a facility to do it. We won't make bombs. We won't make weapons of mass destruction. We don't have any gas. You can come over and destroy our missiles. We were melting down, crushing up their missiles, you know, 2 weeks before we started bombing them. I mean,
absolutely.
Iraq, Saddam Hussein said, yeah, I'll go along with all, you know, anything you say, I'll do it. And, you know, as the Security Council ratcheted down harder and harder, Iran is saying to the Security Council, sorry, we got our national pride, we're a sovereign nation, and yes, we are enriching uranium, and we're doing it legally, and we're not going to let you push us around. And that's the problem, is it's created this impasse, and I think it's an impasse that frankly the Bushies love, and I think it's an impasse that was configured, that was set up by folks like John Bolton in the first place. And I think that Wexler was right in the segment before this, where he wrapped it up saying that the consequence of the Security Council going down this road, combined with the Bush administration refusing to negotiate with Iran, even when Iran puts forward suggestions like their deal with Russia, where they say, okay, let's have a multinational group here enrich the uranium, but we want to do it on our soil so we can have the national pride of saying this is our own program. Plus, Iran sits on a large amount of mineable uranium, so it's their own product that they're putting in their own reactors, right?
Well, it sounds like the Security Council itself is not bargaining in good faith, and maybe with the new presidency you could.
That's what Iran is saying. The problem is that's not what France is saying. That's not what China is saying. That's not what Russia is saying. And so, you know, a lot of us who are, you know, like you and me, who are just observers of this, frankly, I'm a little baffled by this. I can see the U.S. taking this position. I can see France. You know, you've got Sarkozy. He's a right winger. He's trying to cozy up to Bush. He thinks
you have Angela Merkel on Germany, of course.
Yeah, and Angela Merkel. You know, she's moving to the right fast, but. You know, Russia and China, I mean, Russia actually has, you know, they can make big bucks if they want to be the ones who are helping run the reactors. I mean,
they want to sell them the arena themselves. That's what the Russians want.
Well, that too, yeah. So, you know, we're all going to watch. Tim, I got to take a break here. Thanks for the call. We're going to watch this thing play out, but it's, I think that this also may have something to do with why the price of oil is going through the roof. I mean, plus you've got oil tracking gold, which it typically does, or gold actually seems to track oil. Both of them are tracking the decline of the dollar, which brings us back again to Bush administration policies.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Why should you consider investing in gold today? Well, number one, it's simply a smart strategy. Many experts believe that adding gold to your portfolio may improve its performance. In fact, it's proven to give investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks the last 3 years alone. Number two, it's guaranteed. When you buy a stock, it's paper that can be worth $100 a share today and nothing tomorrow. When you invest in Gold American Eagles, you get the only gold coins whose weight, content, and purity are guaranteed by the U.S. government. And when you have Blanchard & Company on your side, you get a double guarantee because they guarantee to buy back your gold anytime you want to sell. So if you want proven performance and an asset that has been in demand for 3,000 years, call Blanchard & Company. They have a very special radio offer on Gold American Eagles right now. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD.
Step outside midday and you quickly sense the harsh effects the Arizona sun has on you. Just as you need sunglasses and sunscreen, your home needs protection. It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide not only privacy, but also UV protection and make your home more energy efficient. It's Blind Time knows the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from our vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. That's right, It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. In Phoenix, it's springtime, which really means it's summertime, so it's Blind Time. For your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. That's itsblindtime.com.
Do skinny, skinny soaps make you skinny? Definitely not. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com got its name because they never fatten up their products with cheap fillers or artificial ingredients. Skinny Skinny Soaps are all natural, and they use 96 to 100% certified organic ingredients. So get the skinny at SkinnySkinnySoaps.com. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com also makes a wide range of other exceptional products, too. From lip balms to bath salts to handmade soap dishes and unique gift sets. All are perfect for Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, or simply because you don't like Mondays. What more could you possibly want? Perhaps a 20% discount when you enter the code NOVAM during your checkout? Absolutely. Get the dirt and the discount. Go to www.skinnyskinnysoaps.com.
It's been one hell of a campaign already.
I will be the Democratic nominee.
Now, it's time to prepare for the main event.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain,
we progressives need to unite to take our country back.
This has been a tough fight, but the Democratic Party is a family.
1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party on Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrates the beginning of a new American era. The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant, 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. All the details are at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company, Cecilia Cusimano with Three Point Wealth Management, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's right here on the radio, the Tom Hartman Radio Program. And at the end of the show here, or actually in the last segment of the show, Sean Taylor, our producer, is going to be looking through the postings on today's blog, today's show blog, at TomHartman.com, right on the front page of TomHartman.com, and picking out her favorite post for whatever obscure, random, rational or irrational reason, and that person will receive, she assures me it'll be rational, right? Okay. That person will receive a copy of my new book. It's now freshly out in paperback, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It. Lawrence in Berkeley, California. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi, good morning. Morning. Here in how you doing? You're talking about Iran?
Yeah, well, we've covered a lot of territory here today, and you're welcome to discuss any of it.
The important thing to remember about Iran is that their hardline president, Ahmadinejad, was essentially elected by George Bush.
A, and B, he has very little power.
Yeah, well, the fact that he was elected indicates that the entire society has turned more hardline, because the previous president was Khatami. Khatami was a liberal. Khatami was the leader of a democracy movement.
Right. At least by Iranian standards, he was a liberal.
Exactly,
by our standards,
right. And after after 9/11, Khatami wrote a letter to the United States via the Swiss embassy saying, please, let's negotiate all our problems. There was an enormous sympathy in Iran for the United States. And the George Bush administration sat on that letter and didn't even reply. Then they invaded Iraq as well as Afghanistan and essentially had Iraq surrounded from both sides.
Iran, you mean?
Iran surrounded by both sides, and called Iran the axis of evil along with Iraq, which meant that we are ready to invade
next.
You next.
Yeah.
And they created such a paranoia in Iran. I mean, if you ask the average Iranian, they don't like the regime of the mullahs, but they're afraid of the American invasion even more. That when the mullahs essentially...
No, Lawrence, I absolutely agree with your point. In fact, the analogy that I've made on this show in the past is that if Canada, for example, was to decide that they thought that George Bush had broken international law, that he had rigged the elections and stolen the election of 2004, or his friends on the Supreme Court in 2000 illegally installed him as president, that he was committing war crimes, that he was harboring weapons of mass destruction, that he was violating the Constitution, basically all the things that Dennis Kucinich indicted him for yesterday on the floor of the House. If Canada decided, you know, we can't, this is intolerable, this is on our border, and they started dropping bombs on the United States, most Americans would suddenly become very anti-Canadian,
mm-hmm.
even though we're anti-Bush.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, I guess, but at a certain level, but my nation comes first, right? My nation, my mm-hmm. tribe, my family, my community, all these things come first, and there's that nationalism that will emerge. And so even if a state that we have a lot of respect for and that we like and is on our border and they're friends, and they speak the same language and all, you know, everything else. How much different it would, think how much even angrier we would be if it was Hugo Chavez who decided to start bombing us because he felt that George Bush wasn't serving us well.
Mm.
I mean, you'd have huge or Fidel Castro or, you know, fill in the blank. I mean, the point is that if we bomb Iran, we will solidify the right wing extremists, and we will radicalize the Iranian population. And it's the absolute wrong way to go about this.
And we will triple the price of oil.
Yes, which is something that a lot of the countries in the Middle East would probably be very happy about, and as well as a lot of the oil guys, like our current president and vice president, they and their buddies will make out like bandits. There are in their mind, I think there are no losers. Plus, you know, you got the religious zealots who want to see the war in Armageddon start in the Middle East, and they think this may trigger that. And unfortunately, there's Iranians who think that way as well. And, you know, there's the Islamic version of the same thing. So, anyhow, Lawrence, thanks a lot for the call and for raising. You said it very well, and well done. Marianne in Long Beach. Hey, Marianne.
Well, good morning. Listen, I've been listening to your Iranian, the news that you've carried in Iran, and I've been very interested because I've been kind of tracking this Blackwater thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if Iran were invaded, it would draw off the rest of the military that we have here in the United States and make them weaker, and Blackwater would then be called in to perform the functions that the military currently do perform.
We don't have the ability to invade Iran. Iran has a million men in their army. I mean, it's not possible. What we have the ability to do is simply drop bombs on them, and that's all anybody's talking about. I agree with your analysis if we were to do that, but that's not going to happen. The biggest problem, though, you know, speaking of Blackwater, and thank you, very much, Marianne, for raising that topic. Speaking of Blackwater, the biggest problem, and not just them, but you know, contractors right across the board, we have 300,000 men and women who are in Iraq right now, a largely Shiite nation. And if we start dropping bombs on their Shiite neighbor, Iran, many of them are banking in Shiite, in Iranian banks operating in Baghdad through mutual trade agreements. Al-Maliki goes to Iran, they roll out the red carpet. Ahmadinejad comes to Iraq, they roll out the red carpet. I mean, these countries are trading partners. If we start dropping bombs on Iran, our soldiers and our contractors, our Americans, will become hostages in that country. I mean, this would be a terrible, terrible disaster. Tony in Ventura, California. Tony, we just have a minute before we got to wrap up this hour. What's up?
Okay. Tony.
Tony, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks. Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. What's up?
Love your show. Hey, I just wanted to pose a question, not only to you, but to your listening public. If Iran is such a threat, can anybody name a country that Iran has invaded within our lifetimes at least?
Well, I think you'd have to go back about 700 years.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right.
I mean, because the Iranians actually consider themselves a separate race. They're the Persians. They don't even consider themselves Arabs. And so, you know, they're not about, at least at the moment, you know, expanding the Persian Empire. And according to everything I'm seeing, and in fact, the, you know, what is his name? Anyhow, the head mullah, the guy who's in charge of the country, basically, who pulls the strings, he has issued a religious decree saying developing and using nuclear weapons is a crime against Islam. I mean, it's... Tony, thanks for the call. I just, to the extent that they're funding Hezbollah, that's a problem and needs to be addressed, but it needs to be addressed in a different way. But not bombing this country. 57 minutes past that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program. The True People's Radio.
Get the good stuff! A dirty air filter can really kill your gas mileage. Because when air can't get to your engine uses a lot more fuel. Replacing your dirty air filter can improve your gas mileage by as much as 10%. So stop into a participating Napa Auto Parts store. We're offering a $2 mail-in rebate on any Napa Gold air filter. You'll get a filter that will protect your engine at a price that will do the same for your budget. Napa, get the good stuff.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value. Like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicles, or business. What could you do without your home, auto, or business? Could you afford the cost of fire, theft, or flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings, employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency at 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, investing in our community with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered. Claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Gas prices have topped $4 a gallon in much of the country, and oil prices are surging. The Energy Department says those high prices aren't going away anytime soon.
$4 a gallon gas is here for a while. The head of the Energy Information Administration expects gas prices to top out when many Americans are on vacation.
The monthly average price is projected to peak at $4.15 in August nationwide.
Guy Caruso says he doesn't see any relief in sight, that gas prices will stay high far into the future. He also told a House panel energy futures markets may need more regulation and more transparency. Many lawmakers believe that speculation has helped to fuel the run-up in oil prices. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
And John McCain was asked today whether he thought the oil price situation was likely to improve soon.
I don't think so, not when you've got a finite supply, basically, and a cartel controlling it.
And McCain told the Today Show the oil company should return some of their record profits to consumers. Oil is trading today at almost $138 a barrel. On Wall Street, a sell-off, the Dow down 171. All through the Midwest, people are sandbagging to hold back floodwaters. In Cedar Falls, Iowa, city spokeswoman Susan Stout is grateful for all the help from volunteers, but says even more help may be needed.
I don't know what additional rain will do, but it won't be helpful, that's for sure.
Just downstream along the Cedar River, the city of Waterloo ordered a mandatory evacuation of some neighborhoods, not because of the river, but rather because the ground is so saturated, pumping stations can't keep up. The AP's Mark Carlson is watching rising floodwaters along the Wabash River in Mount Carmel, Illinois.
You know, you can just barely see tips of corn stalks peeking out of the water in some of the higher ground places, but a lot of crops are sitting under solid pools of water.
And storms moving through the region are expected to drop another inch or two of rain over the next few days. This is AP Radio News. President Bush is not ruling out military action against Iran.
The president said he will give peace a chance to work.
I told the chancellor my first choice, of course, is to solve this diplomatically. All options are on the table.
And at a joint news conference outside an 18th century castle in the German countryside, Chancellor Angela Merkel said the choice is Iran's.
If Iran does not meet its commitments, then further sanctions will simply have to follow.
Amid the president's European tour to gather support for sanctions, Merkel said the global community is unified, but said it's important that all the existing sanctions are implemented. Sagar Meghani with the president, Berlin.
Hackers have broken into computers used by Congressman Frank Wolf, and he says the FBI believes other congressional computers have been hacked as well. The culprits are believed to be working out of China. Terrifying moments for a mother in New York. She woke up to hear her baby crying and found a foot-long snake wrapped around her daughter's leg. The seven-month-old was not hurt. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Garmin. With a Garmin Nuvi, you'll know where you are. And with turn-by-turn spoken directions, you'll know where you're going. As you navigate life, follow the leader. Get a Garmin.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes. Jeff Farias. And Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Stephanie Miller.
And yes.
Thanks for playing Really Bad Analogy.
Sue Everhart, the Georgia Republican Party chair, said Saturday that the party's presumed presidential nominee has a lot in common with Jesus Christ.
Huh?
She said John McCain is kind of like Jesus Christ on the
I don't think so.
Cross.
Oh, my God.
I don't think Jesus on the cross had a horrible anger management problem.
Stephanie Miller Show, early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour. John McCain taking a little heat for a comment today.
And a lot of people now say the surge is working.
Anybody who knows the facts on the ground say that.
If yes. It's working, Senator, do you now have a better estimate of when American forces can come home from Iraq?
No, but that's not too important.
No, that's not too important. When they come home. Oh, man. So anyhow, McCain is saying that he was misunderstood. We'll see. And this plays to a larger issue. To what extent are Americans easily bamboozled? You know, sometimes you know what you know. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes you don't know what you do know. Sometimes everything, in fact, as the Fireside Theater say so well, everything.
You know
knows.
That you're wrong, but you fear you're right. You suspect you're out of sync. And think that you're out of your mind.
Everything you know is wrong.
Well, okay, just how stupid are we? Facing the truth about the American voter, Rick Schenkman is with us. He's the author of a new book, Just How Stupid Are We? And, Rick, by the way, the website is howstupidblog.com. Rick, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
How stupid are we?
Well, I don't really argue in the book that the American people are stupid. I think that would be as stupid as saying the American people are smart, which is what you hear from politicians all the time. It's a dopey, gross generalization and doesn't get us very far. But here's what I do say. I do argue that our politics are often stupid, and the reason is that American voters just aren't very smart, which is a little nicer way of putting it. And politicians count on Americans not being smart. Just in the paper this morning, I just finished reading the New York Times, and here we have right on the front page of the paper, McCain asserted in a speech in Washington on Tuesday that under Mr. Obama's tax plan, Americans of every background would see their taxes rise. Well, it's just flat out untrue, as the rest of the story, which continues on page A20, explains. But in the meantime, why does McCain say it? Because he thinks he can get away with it. He right. can paint Obama as a taxer and a spender, and that's sufficient. Because the people won't read on page A20 if they even read the headline on the front page. So the people are sitting ducks for manipulative, wily politicians. And I want to live in a country of smart voters, not manipulated voters.
Yeah, there were a couple of points in your book that I thought were fascinating. For example, you talked about how when Walter Wandale said that the only difference between him and Reagan, both of them would raise your taxes, but Mondale would tell you the truth about it and Reagan would lie about it, that initially the American people said, okay, that makes sense. And then as the Republicans took that soundbite and turned it into a bludgeon to trash him, that he was toast. He was toast. And then Reagan ended up raising taxes.
Sure, of course. He raised taxes some 7 times during his 2 terms.
Right, the largest tax increase in the history of the United States, on the middle class anyway, you know, doubling of the Social Security taxes.
Exactly. But nobody talked about that. Nobody, you know, he
well, to this day, nobody talks about it.
People would refer to his tax increases as, or he would refer to his tax increases as raising fees.
Right.
You know, it was all nonsense, but he bamboozled people.
Yeah. See, now, just to take this right down to where the rubber meets the road, as it were, I have been pointing out on this program for the going on 6 years that we've been on the air now, or we're now in our sixth year, that a big problem happened in the 80s, and we watched it happen. We had kids in school in the 80s, and as well as just, you know, being observers of the political scene. And that was that during the Reagan administration, there was this campaign that was kicked off that is still continuing now on college campuses with David Horowitz and his whole, you know, hunting down professors who might be liberals or communists, and people, you know, encouraging kids to take tape recorders to class and find out, you know, find them, you know, let's find the next Ward Churchill kind of thing. But that was happening in our high schools in the 80s. And there was all this hysteria around liberal teachers and union members, and it's the NEA and all this kind of stuff. And the upshot of it all was that there was essentially a purging of civics from our high schools in the 80s and the consolidation of all the textbook publishing among a small handful of textbook publishers who all had to vet everything out of Texas. And in fact, on page 177 in your book, you say what's needed is specifically an emphasis on civics, not just, you know, more or better schooling. Expand on that.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the paradox. Americans have been getting smarter and smarter over the last half century, at least in terms of the number of years they spend in school, at the same time that our politics have been getting dumber and dumber. In 1940, 6 out of 10 Americans hadn't gone past the 8th grade, 6 out of 10. Today, most Americans have gone to college. And yet, on the survey tests, which are done by the University of Michigan every year and by other outfits, Americans on most questions about civics score the same as their parents and grandparents, and on some very vital questions actually score much, much worse. In the 1950s, if you asked Americans to articulate the difference between the two main political parties, the Democrats and Republicans, almost all of them could do it. Only 10% couldn't. In the 1980s, they asked, and 27% couldn't. Couldn't come up with one thing to say about the difference between the two major parties. So we've had that decline. And I guess my argument is that we need, if you want to have smart voters, you've got to teach smartness. It's not enough to have education. It's a myth to say, oh, we just need to send more kids to college. No, it's what you're teaching in college. And if we don't have
or in high school. Or in elementary school.
High school. If we don't emphasize civics, then you get results like this one, which to me is the most mind-blowing statistic of all the ones I came across. Only 2 out of 5 Americans know we have 3 branches of government and can name them.
That's fewer than half of all Americans.
Yeah, we don't even have a majority who understand the most basic facts about our government.
Right.
And so how can you have a conversation about politics if people don't understand the basics? And, of course, because they don't understand the basics, our conversation winds up not being about substance, not being about the various tax plans, for instance, that Obama and McCain are putting forth, but instead on that same paper today, you have on page A21 a little story about the Michelle and Barack Obama fist bump. And if you turned into cable TV over the last week, you saw that's what they were talking about constantly. And why? Because it doesn't take a PhD to have an opinion about that. But if you're going to start talking about economic policy, well, that might actually be a little bit taxing, and pardon the pun, and people tune it out. It's boring. Oh, you know, who needs it?
Right. And so what we end up with is soundbite politics that is not even honest. It's dishonest soundbite politics. And frankly, it's a game that has to be played on all sides to a certain extent, simply because that's the level of intellect, political intellect, of our voters. And, you know, de Tocqueville in 1838, when he wrote to Democracy in America, when he came to the United States in 1836 and traveled around and then published his book, he was astounded. He wrote about how the average, you know, he would walk up to a farmer in his field and that person could discuss the arcane minutiae of domestic and international politics. How far we have fallen. You suggest we should be teaching civics in our schools. I absolutely agree. 1 out of 7 Americans can find Iraq on a map, you point out. Only 1 in 5 Americans know that there are 100 U.S. senators. Or for that matter, why? You know, why each state has 2 senators or anything like that. You know, the history of America, basically, is not being taught. What can we do over the short term? How do we deal with the fact that we've got basically a stupid electorate, to use the title of your book, just how stupid are we?
Well, here's the argument I make in the book, that the most important thing we can do, first of all, is we have to recognize we have a problem. I wrote a piece this week for my website, the History News Network, and the headline is American Democracy, the 10-alarm fire we're ignoring. The 10-alarm fire that we're ignoring has to be faced. Let me give you some statistics. On the eve of the Iraq War, a majority of Americans, between 60 and 70%, thought that Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11.
Right.
And 80% of those people who backed the war cited this as their chief or one of their chief reasons.
Right. And the statistics were much higher than the statistics were much higher for consumers of Fox News versus NPR or Progressive Talk Radio.
Exactly. And those are some of the statistics that I cite. And so what you have here is you have a situation where we can't even count The American people understanding the most basic facts about the single biggest event to strike this country in the last generation, since the Kennedy assassination. This has been the biggest thing, and they couldn't get the most basic facts right. Well, you can't run a democracy that way. You can't run it very well. Now, we're big, and we're powerful, and we're a rich country, so you know what? We can afford an Iraq disaster, and we'll just continue. We'll just stumble forward, and we'll just keep going. We can afford a Katrina.
I think we can't. I think it's killing us. But
Over the long term, it will. But because it's not killing us immediately, right now, right here and now, we tend to not face it.
Right.
And I say we got to face the fact we got a 10-alarm fire in our democracy.
Amen. Rick Shankman, associate professor of history at George Mason University, recently elected fellow of the Society of American Historians, the editor and founder of George Mason University's History News Network, howstupidblog.com, his book, Just How Stupid Are We? Thanks, Rick.
You bet. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fighting for the common man and the common good.
The Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Some cat burglars really are cats. There are many documented cases of cats stealing shoes, gloves, socks, and other things, many more things, from unsuspecting neighbors. Higgins steals potato chips, pizza, and his new passion, popcorn. When you're not looking, if you have food unattended at our house, it's Higgins-jacked. For humans, our nutritional needs change throughout life. The same is true for your cat. Purina One goes the extra mile to ensure that each Purina One formula contains proper life stage specific nutrition. For example, protein. Kittens, a high level of protein is needed for proper growth and development, whereas with adult cats, they don't need as much protein. Look for the new Purina One packages at your favorite store. New look, same great nutrition. Are you feeding your cat the right food for her life stage? Could a change in her food change her health for the better? Take the Purina 130-day challenge and find out. Call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, to get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina 1 that's right for your kitten, adult, or senior cat.
When you bought your computer, you expected it to work, but for some explicable reason, it refuses to cooperate. You need help, but where do you go? You've heard the horror stories about those other guys, the ones who are more salesmen than technician. You need someone you can trust. You need 5-9 Computer Services. We are experienced computer technicians, and we come out to you on your schedule to get your computer working again. So call 5-9 at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Hi, Mike Malloy here. I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it has been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's one reason so many people buy gold and silver coins through ITM trading. You should call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. Now, there may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me on this, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known, and that's why some nations don't want U.S. dollars today. And that's big money, smart money talking. So, I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call ITM Trading and buy gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the expert at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Special people deserve Sunday brunch at 11:30 The Restaurant. Fantastic menu specials like pecan banana pancakes for just $5.99, or raisin bread French toast topped with fresh strawberries for $6.99, fresh fruit and roasted potatoes, or how about rustic eggs benedict or a lobster omelet for $12.95. What's a festive Sunday brunch without a cool mimosa for just $7? Make every Sunday special. Come sit on the patio and enjoy brunch at 11:30 The Restaurant, 3rd Street in Van Buren in the Arizona Center.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. One of the things I really love about 1480 KPHX is how they do the vast majority of their business with locally owned companies. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. That's the way radio is supposed to work. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com. Thank you.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
The hour, and congratulations, jolly good fellow alert here. Congratulations to Congresswoman Barbara Lee, Ron Paul, and Sheila Jackson Lee. They have organized a Time to Talk to Iran event on Capitol Hill, along with the campaign on a new American policy in Iran, Physicians for Social Responsibility, and the American Friends Service Committee. And talking about dialogue. And in the news story about this, you can read it. It's up at the top of commondreams.org. In the news story about this, they point out that Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister of Iraq, was in Iran, on Sunday. Now, you know, wrap your brain around this. The president of Iraq, or the prime minister of Iraq, was in Iran with the president of Iran, and actually with the head Ayatollah. And here's from the news story. During a Sunday visit to Tehran by Iraqi President Nouri al-Maliki, Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei stated, quote, "The presence of occupiers in Iraq, particularly the U.S. Armed Forces, is the main obstacle to unity in Iraq." A Gallup poll, by the way, found that 7 of 10 Americans favor direct political and economic engagement with Iran instead of military action. But, you know, it's like, do we have a stupid electorate? Is that going to be a problem? I don't, you know. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Ian in San Francisco. Hey, Ian, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I think you may have reported the other day, and I've heard on other shows, that it was reported that John McCain was getting $58,000 a year tax-free for 100% disability.
Yeah, that's actually the Los Angeles Times reported it on April 22nd, and here's the first two sentences. Senator John McCain has long said he's in robust health and is strong enough to hike the Grand Canyon, but he's also receiving what his staff Monday termed a disability pension from the Navy. When McCain released his tax return for 2007 on Friday, he separately disclosed that he received a pension of $58,358 that was not listed as income on his return.
Okay. So anyway, I didn't know that it had actually been reported in some specific journal like the LA Times. But I called his office and I asked him what the disability was, because you know, depending on the disability, that could be really important.
Well, his staff identified this again from the story. McCain's staff identified the retirement benefit as a disability pension and said that, quote, McCain was retired as disabled because of his limited body movements due to injuries as a POW.
Okay, because they weren't really obvious, you know, what the disabilities were, and it led me to wonder.
He can't clap his hands over his head because his arms were broken when he was, when his plane landed, and they weren't set right.
Okay, well, maybe other veterans know about, you know, what it takes to get 100% disability, but, I mean, if you're fully able, as his doctor recently reported on his medical condition, that he's fully able to serve as commander-in-chief and president, it didn't fit.
Yeah, that's a topic that, and Ian, thanks a lot for the call. That's a topic that we need to bring up with Larry Scott one of these days, because he's the expert on all things veterans benefits. And what we don't want to have happen is essentially means testing of veterans benefits. On the other hand, if somebody is 100% disabled, then you would think that they can't work. But I don't pretend to be an expert on this. I do think that it's an anomaly that is going to be a problem for McCain. We'll see as time goes on how this all shakes out. Dan in Paterson, New Jersey. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to make a comment about is anyone looking at the tax ramifications right now? For instance, the truck drivers are now paying in excess of maybe $5 a gallon for their fuel oil.
Right.
Now, that's $5 a gallon that they are deducting from their taxes that they're paying as cost.
Right.
So we're talking
It's also reducing their profits, which are taxable, and
right.
Which I guess is essentially the same thing that you just said. And because our tax in the United States on petroleum products, on end-use petroleum products, gasoline and diesel, unlike European nations, our tax is not a percentage of the cost. It's a fixed amount. So it was 17 cents, you know, depending on the state, because you got state and federal taxes. Say it was 17 cents back in 1980, it's still 17 cents. Whereas
right.
in Europe, if it was 17 cents in 1980 and now the price of gas has tripled, it's three times 17 cents.
Right.
So we're not seeing an increase in the revenues.
So, well, not only are we seeing an increase, we're seeing a deficit in the revenues.
Right, right.
In our tax coffers. So that means we're going to be having shortages at the end of the year or at every quarter, depending on how they pay it. I'm assuming they pay it quarterly. So we should be already seeing quarterly deficits in the Treasury.
In the Treasury, yeah, absolutely. And this is broadly referred to as an economic slowdown. I mean, you know, when companies right across the board, because it's not just truck drivers. I mean, companies right across the board because of the cost of fuel. Look at the airlines.
Right.
I mean, they're freaking out. And, you know, the cost of food is going up because there's secondary costs associated with it. Basically, the cost of everything is going up because you have to put it in a truck and get it someplace and or on a train or on an airplane. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this, Dan, this is a piece, and thanks a lot for the call. This is a piece of that whole, which is the destruction of the economy of the United States at the hands of the Bush administration. Because of the destruction of the dollar. Because of Reaganomics. Because it all goes back to Ronald Reagan's crazy economic policies.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Get the good time.
Getting the best fuel mileage possible is more important than ever. So stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store, where for a limited time you can pick up Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $3.39. With its blend of oils and additives that clean and lubricate your entire fuel system, Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner can help your engine give you better power and better fuel mileage. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, now just $3.39 at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Napa, get the good stuff.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Hi, we've been talking and talking about gas prices and the solutions to high prices. One of the easiest ways to decrease the cost is to downsize to a smaller car. Small cars use less gas. Less gas means less cost. You get it. GM gets it, too. As you know, I have friends there. They let me drive their latest edition, the Saturn Astra. The Astra is based on one of GM's best-selling European models, and it has all the refinement you'd expect in a larger, more expensive vehicle. Not bad for a sport compact. The Astra offers an EPA-estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway with an automatic transmission. But the really impressive technology here is what GM calls neutral idle technology. Basically, the transmission shifts to neutral during stops, like at traffic lights, and it saves gas. It's all part of GM's exploration of advanced technologies, how they're helping us to use less and less gas until the day when we use no gas at all. For more information on the Saturn Astra, go to www.gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk,
1480 KPHX.
Severe weather. I'm Ed Donahue. More rain is expected today in flooded parts of the Midwest. The Cedar River is rising, but it's not a major problem so far in Waterloo, Iowa. Tim Hurley is the mayor.
This is a record flood, but our levees have held. Had this been 1961, 62, when I was sandbagging down in this very area, it would have been devastating.
There have been some evacuations in Waterloo and in Vinton, Iowa. An Energy Department report says gas prices should peak this summer and should stay in the $4 a gallon range through next year. The body of a man who died in a freak June blizzard is still on Mount Rainier. A helicopter picked up two survivors. If the copter can't return today, the body may be brought down by sled. Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf says he's been told by the FBI computers in his office have been hacked by sources working out of China.
Wolf says it's also happened to other lawmakers and at least one House committee. Again, by someone working from China.
Jerry Bodlander, the government says Americans' life expectancy has surpassed 78 years. That's a record. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Business Needs Incorporated wants to know, how's business today? Have you taken the time to assess your business lately? Have you reviewed your business plan? Maybe you've achieved the goals you've set for yourself and are ready to take that next step to really grow your business. Business Needs knows changes in the market and advances in technology influence the direction of your company, and it's likely time to reset your plan. If your business climate, clientele, or products have changed, it's time to re-strategize and maximize your profits and productivity. Call Business Needs Incorporated at 602-595-5210. With over 25 years of experience helping owners accomplish success in their industry, Business Needs offers impartial, unemotional, and efficient solutions to lowering your tax liability and creating real, executable strategies that put your business ahead of your competition. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210 or visit them online at businessneedsaz.com.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we'd like to tell you a little more about the West Valley Two Men in a Truck Moving Service. First of all, Two Men in a Truck Movers are professionally trained full-time employees. We never use a temporary agency or labor service. We offer flat hourly rates. Even as gas and insurance costs increase, your rate quote will not. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and every move is done as quickly and carefully as possible. Maybe you just need movers for large or bulky items. No problem. We will work with any budget and will pack and move as little or as much as you'd like. So let us take the headache out of moving. For your free, no obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com. That is wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
The Mike Malloy Show.
These Christian fundamentalists who now have taken over the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs and in some of the highest ranking offices of the Air Force, these people see their mission as to trigger Armageddon. Because after all, this is what Jesus wanted, or God wanted, or some fairy in the sky wanted, and it's their mission.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
There's something wrong with the world today, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes.
And welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. The Tom Hartman radio program. And let's step out of our left brain for a minute and get into our right brain. Peter Yarrow is here in the studio with me. In fact, if you go to TomHartman.com and click on the link to the AirAmerica.com/TomVision, you can see us both in the studio. Peter Yarrow, the singer-songwriter, founding member of the folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Thank you for that acknowledgement. Founding members. There were only three members, and we're all founding members.
Oh, really?
I was still singing. And Mary, by the way, which we were discussing before when we first got together today, is doing a lot better. She had to conquer acute myelogenous leukemia.
Oh, my.
And she had a bone marrow transplant, yeah, a back operation, and we're going to be touring again this fall.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And, you know, for those people who are saying, you know, it's real, they're really worried, she is great. I just spoke to her yesterday.
That's so great to hear.
Hallelujah. And, but send her your love, okay?
Yeah, for sure. PeterPaulAndMary.com is the website. And you're in town here in Portland for a fundraiser for Mercy Corps. MercyCorps.org is that website, and that's going to be a great gig. But can you first of all, your thoughts on the state of politics today, Peter?
Well, my sense is that we have, for the first time since the 1960s, and I feel this, even I was just over at a school for kids with special gifts and needs, and I was saying, yeah, well, for those of us who marched in the March on Washington, Selma, Montgomery, who were a part of the women's rights movement and the Equal Rights Amendment passing, to see that Barack Obama has been a candidate or the president is an astonishment. And it's not just, and also that a woman, Hillary Clinton, has risen to the height where she was a viable candidate, right, and might indeed be an important member of the cabinet or who knows what. To say that, we have the opportunity for the first time now, as we sit here together, to say that democracy may be rejuvenated in this country, a democracy that has been squelched, desperately struggling under this administration, because anybody who really opposed the positions of the administration was labeled seditious or at least unpatriotic. Yeah. And so I see this as it means that it reminds me of that moment in 1968 when finally the movements had an electoral political candidate in Eugene McCarthy, and for others in Bob. People just lost their heart after the 68 debacle in Chicago. This time, we can get our, that when I say our, I mean a person who represents what these marches and these movements and that sense of equity has been all these years. We can get that in office. We have the opportunity throughout the world. They're looking at the situation. They're saying, this can happen now. This is the democracy U.S. was supposed to be.
Amen. And in honor of that, would you care to sing a song?
I still have a hammer. And I still got a bell. And I still got a song to sing all over this land. It's still the hammer of justice. It's still the bell of freedom. And the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. All over this land. And we can sing this now knowing that maybe in this country, we can say with liberty and justice for all and know that the people who are in Guantanamo, that maybe when they are released, they will have the guts and the clarity to go to them individually, if not as a country, and say, how can we have done this to you without due process? We'll have the guts to go to the people of Iraq and say, how can we have done this in a way that we never did to the people of Vietnam? We'll have the opportunity, once again, without being labeled seditious, to say, we will have equity in this country in terms of the haves and the have-nots, and we won't have the top 5% having extraordinary amount of money and those who are disenfranchised less and less and less, and we will not have acrimony and divisiveness as the word, where people are forced into silence by the tools of Goebbels, you know, where you frighten people.
We're talking with Peter Yarrow. He is the Peter of Peter, Paul, and Mary. PeterPaulAndMary.com, by the way. And he's live in the studio with us here in Portland, Oregon. Another little sound bit, Peter?
Yeah, well, you know, young people here, they don't know what it's like to have, struggled for what we've achieved.
Yeah.
And so they don't understand how important this moment is. Folks, it is time to rejoice. And you can rejoice it. You know what? Even a song like this becomes relevant. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow on now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a changing. We are
That's
talking
wonderful.
About a time when we are living on the cusp. Do not fail.
Yeah.
Understand that this is the crucial moment for us. If we fail to do this now, I've lived so many moments. The past 7+ years have been the most distressing, the most dangerous. My great fear is that in some way this president, actually, I don't think he is not. Don't think he actually was.
No, he was installed by a judicial coup.
That's right.
By the Supreme Court, but nonetheless,
he's
the guy who's got the power right
he
now.
He is the official president, but I'm saying if he doesn't make a deal with the Israelis to invade Iran, and the saber rattling is getting louder and louder, you know, which would be horrific and take us, if we will have a time in which we will be able to say to each other, the answer, my friend, is in all of us, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist, a mountain of prejudice, before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many sea years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Maybe, maybe, maybe more and more will be. How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see, unless he is sociopathological, in which case he can't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing. Can you imagine singing these songs and feeling that they are not just whispers from the past when there was idealism that is no longer relevant? And do you hear how these songs resonate with our times?
Is that the experience that you're having as you tour around the country, that not just people of our generation and age, but young people who are re-experiencing, or they're discovering for the first time, we're re-experiencing this.
Yes.
It's like deja vu all over again. But you're experiencing that change.
Well, I am, as I was just telling these kids, in this wonderful school that with kids with special gifts and disabilities, that I said, now it is possible for everybody who is a female in this room to say, a woman has successfully become a candidate in one of the parties for the presidency. There is no chance that anybody that is female is not proud of that. And everybody nodded. There's no chance that every person of color in this country says, I can now strive to be a part of this society because I am not excluded in the way I was before this. Do you realize what that means for a person who marched for these things?
That's an incredibly powerful
and
thing.
And everywhere I go. But your job, my friend, your job, Tom, is to let them know that this is not only the time for intelligent discourse on these topics, but this is time to get deeply involved. If we miss this opportunity, we are indeed
absolutely
missing the boat.
Absolutely. Peter, we're talking with Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. You know, Achillea millifolium is the botanical name for the Yarrow plant, which is
Thank you. I used to
years ago in another incarnation. I was an herbalist, and it was one of my favorite medicinal plants. Let's take a break and come back and maybe hear another song and perhaps take
Absolutely.
A few phone calls from our listeners if we have any
calls.
Anybody who would like to talk or has something that they want to bring up with Peter Yarrow. We're going to take a break right now. It's the Tom Hartmann Radio Program on Air America Radio. 45 minutes past the hour, and I'm going to ask our call screener to go through our callers, and if anybody has questions for Peter Yarrow, we'll put them up next, and we'll wrap the show up that way. I think it's just perfectly appropriate. Stick around. And you can, by the way, you can see this live on the web, the video of it. Go over to TomHartmann.com. There's a hot link there.
Tom Hartmann.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartmann at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
With extra tax rebates from Uncle Sam, now is the perfect time to reinvest in your home. And Ace can help with easy, affordable home improvement projects that will look great and add value, like painting. We can show you smart, simple ways to save time and money, giving your biggest investment a fresh new look. Or add to your curb appeal with lawn and garden supplies that'll get the job done right. For expert help and friendly advice, get to Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com.
Tom Hayden calls him a must-read chronicler in the populist tradition. Naomi Klein says he's a clear-headed and principled hellraiser for economic justice. Now David Sirota takes you into the trenches of the populist revolt that's sweeping the country on both the right and the left and scaring the hell out of Wall Street and Washington. Read The Uprising by New York Times bestselling author David Sirota. In Hostile Takeover, David Sirota showed who's really running America. In The Uprising, he shows how ordinary Americans are gearing up to take it back. The Uprising, available now wherever books are sold.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there's a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media and Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
Are you feeling the crunch of high gas prices? Hi, this is Howard, owner of Community Tire and Auto Service Specialist, and I'd like to offer a few ways to maximize every gallon of gas. Observe the speed limit on highways. It can actually save you up to 85 cents per gallon in fuel efficiency. Also, by getting regular tune-ups, changing your oil and filter, and keeping your tires properly inflated, you can save up to 70 cents per gallon in fuel efficiency. At Community Tire, we want to help you make your vehicle as fuel efficient as possible. So from now through Memorial Day, bring your car to one of our four valley locations, mention 1480. We'll change your oil, filter, and rotate and inflate your tires and give you a complete summer travel inspection for 1480. For more information or for store locations, call 602-569-4930 or log on to CommunityTireAZ.com. That's CommunityTireAZ.com. At Community Tire, the community is our priority. 602-569-4930.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined, so they're not harmful to the environment, and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online showroom at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Don't ever take away our freedom. Don't ever take it away. We must cherish and keep that one part of our lives, and the rest we're gonna find one of these days.
Back with live bumper music. This is great. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. PeterPaulAndMary.com. He's in town for a fundraiser for just a great charity, an international charity that's based here out of Portland, Mercy Corps, MercyCorps.org as well. And Jake in Eureka, California, you have a question for Peter Yarrow.
Yes, I do. I'd like to ask Peter if he supports Dan Kucinich's call for the impeachment of Cheney and Bush.
Oh, I impeach that in principle. Certainly, but I think strategically right now we have to focus not on hammering the other, but inspiring each other. This is a time to say, there is a time for the singing and the sunshine. There is a time for the thunder and the rain. There is a time for the changing of the seasons, my friend. We know that too, but there is one thing we must never change. Don't ever take away our freedom. So now what we got to do is we have to understand that to create further divisiveness with those people who are going out at this point, yes, we need to hold these people accountable, but right now we have to solidify our efforts and not create the kind animosity.
Yeah, in fact, the Obama campaign apparently is opposed to the impeachment effort because they're trying to reach out to Republicans to vote for Obama in the fall.
Yes.
And he's got a lot of, it's a startling number of Republicans are saying, I'm going to vote for
you
Obama.
Know why? So. Because he has not bought into the entire system of a long list of people that have made his political career possible. He has reached out, and he will reach out.
Yeah.
My hope is that he'll reach out to something like Colin Powell for the Secretary of State and show it, live it, walk it.
Wow, that would be the healing of the nation, I'll tell you.
Wouldn't it?
Larry in Torrance, California. You're on the air with Peter Yarrow.
Thanks, Tom. Peter, I was at Cornell in the mid-60s, where I not only got to hear you perform, but also recall your being instrumental in opening up the fraternities. We had what we called back then White Houses and Jewish Houses.
Yes, we did.
And
yes.
You, I guess it was Aid Pie, helped bring in blacks into the fraternity. And
well,
that's
I don't
been
know
legendary for 40 years.
Well, I'll
That's
tell you,
great.
I don't know what I can claim in responsibility for that, but I remember singing in Romp and Stomp, where I was an instructor in that class. It was the only undergraduate instructor. Uh-huh. And I was singing songs to Cornelius at that point who were completely devoid of the kinds of thinking and talking that we're sharing today. And I was singing very simple songs like this.
Thank you, Larry.
I asked my love to take a walk. We'd only walk just a little ways. And that was a Southern Mountain Murder ballad, but in singing together, it was just like singing, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. And then, you know what? That was the kind of confirmation that helped us to move forward, that singing and heart connection. And I believe that what we need now in this time of the possibility of the switching from the intimidation and the animosity and the acrimony in politics into a politics of forgiveness America is not.
We need a reconciliation commission.
We need
like South Africa.
Truth and reckon. Yeah. We need to examine what we have done that is wonderful and celebrate it. And we have to look at what we've done in Vietnam and Iraq and say we must make amends as human beings and as a country.
Amen. Ray in Memphis, Tennessee, you're on with Peter Yarrow.
Hey guys,
pretty short on time.
Listen, I love Peter and Tom. I'm your age. You know, went to college at the same time, the whole bit. Mm-hmm. Grew up playing some of Peter's music. But I have to tell you, I think the message in the song that you opened with, which is beautiful, is not, please don't take our freedom away. It should be something like, let's not give our freedom away, because with all the stuff that's happening, the pushback is not there. I mean, I know the guys like you are doing it. I'm doing what I can do. I'm a professional creative for a living. But there's not enough people. It takes physical activity to stand up and say no, just like it did in the 60s and the 70s. There has to be more people on the street with signs. It can be after work. It can be at lunch. It can be any time. But it takes consistent physical activity. People say it's on the way home.
Ray, spot on. We only have a minute left,
we'll
so let's
let Peter.
Never
let them take away our freedom. Point well taken.
Yeah, it is.
We'll never, never let them take it away again. We must cherish and keep that one part of our lives. And we will be together, respectful of our rights, my friend. Thank you. I'll give you co-publishing credit on the changes to this song.
well done, Ray. Ray's point is well taken.
It is up to us now, through inspiration, through a commitment, to recognize that this moment is the most crucial moment. I never thought in my lifetime I would see this possibility. We must take advantage of it, and Air America is the place to have the conversations.
Well said, and thank you for the endorsement. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, peterpaulandmary.com, live here in our studio in Portland, and for Mercy Corps, mercycorps.org. Peter, thanks so much.
Thank you, my brother.
Good to see
you. A great pleasure.
It's great to have you, to be with you. Tomorrow, Ralph Reed and Bob Barr, Libertarian candidate for president, and your calls, of course. Don't forget, my friends, activism begins with you. Democracy begins with you. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
That's T-H-O-M Hartman with two N's, radio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The pain at the pump is going to continue a while longer. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the prediction from an Energy Department official.
The head of the Energy Information Administration says gas prices will peak at $4.15 a gallon in August and will remain high. The agency is projecting the cost of a gallon of gas will average $3.92 through next year.
President Bush and some Republicans have called for oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to help reduce America's dependence on foreign oil, but John McCain says that's not the answer.
I understand the attractiveness of it, but I would also say to you, I would not drill in the Grand Canyon, I wouldn't drill in the Everglades, and I believe that this area should be kept in pristine preservation.
Oil prices today trading close to $137 a barrel, a sell-off on Wall Street with the Dow down 162. At an economic forum in Chicago, Barack Obama took aim at his Republican opponent and said McCain has not been on the right side of the issue of imposing tighter restrictions on credit card companies.
When I fought against the credit card industry's bankruptcy bill that made it harder for working families to climb out of debt, he supported it.
Obama says he wants to keep credit card companies from raising interest rates without approval from the borrower. A shakeup in the committee to help Barack Obama find a running mate. Jim Johnson has resigned from the search team after criticism of his personal loan deals. Johnson served on the team with Caroline Kennedy and former Deputy Attorney General Eric Holder. From Wisconsin to Missouri, folks are sandbagging and keeping an eye on rising floodwaters. Officials in Wisconsin are planning to drain water from a reservoir to ease pressure on a dam. High waters in Indiana broke through a levee and forced the evacuation of the town of Capehart. And in Iowa, sandbagging so far has helped to keep water out of the town of Cedar Falls. More rain is expected this week. This is AP Radio News. The Census Bureau plans to fingerprint and conduct background checks on more than 500,000 temporary workers who will go door to door for the 2010